Following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Everett's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
Hey, what's poppin'?
Oh, yikes.
It's our first day back. And Facebook, if we were on Facebook Live, we brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas in Royal Oak. The patio is open. People are rocking out there in the warm sunshine. Enjoy it and check out Mesa's $7.99 summer lunch specials being served daily. Going on now. Plus bottomless chips and salsa to go with your fresh squeezed margaritas and 150 tequilas, the most in the state. Just spent a couple nights over there during vacation, eating dinners.
Nice.
Pretty sweet.
Hot as hell out.
Yes, it was been a few hot days.
Seems like the last 2 years it's gone from like 68 to 95.
Yeah, it seems like it happens a lot that way. We don't get a long enough spring. The fall is our spring, it seems like.
Yeah, I love the fall.
I do too.
Best. That's when all the kids go back to school. It's awesome.
I'm so happy for the women's soccer team winning the World Cup for the fourth time.
And Megan Rapinoe, the golden boot.
She brought everyone together behind this team. That's the beauty of Megan Rapinoe.
I was watching it today, and Charlotte, whenever I watch sports, she just doesn't care. She's not a sports thing. But I said, hey, Charlotte, these are girls playing. And immediately it's like, mama, mama, dad is watching soccer and girls are playing. I'm watching it with him, which she's done before right off the bat. Why is there a boy out there? So what do you mean? Why is there a boy out there? She goes, there is a boy. I saw him. I said, well, let me back it up. So I backed it up.
I'm just going to take a wild guess that it's Megan Rapinoe.
It was Megan Rapinoe.
She moves like a guy, too. I mean, she's very athletic.
Yeah, I think she has a height rack, too, I was telling Brandon.
No, she definitely does, because I went in there and did some show prep, some research after you made that comment. And she did, you know, the body magazine type thing she did. And she looked.
Oh, I saw that.
No, it's not. I don't think it's that bad.
Well, it's okay. I hate that magazine, though. Do they still do that?
I think they mixed it.
It's gone. I think the magazine's gone, too.
Anyway,
they had a nice chant in the stadium afterwards, too. Did you hear the chant?
Was that in the stadium?
No, not that. Not that one. That was on TV. But the chant in the stadium was equal pay. can't things just exist?
No, they
on
can't.
Their own. I mean, I like soccer. I love the sport. I don't mind watching our women dominate. But now you're bringing all this other stuff in. That's what makes people hate it.
Well, Brandon and I were talking about this when he came over. Just how many people were saying, "I hope they fucking lose," and that's really sad. That it's become like everything else, and it causes people to take sides. And I thought the whole thing about going to the White House is dumb. Don't bring that up before. I wouldn't even bring that up in the World Cup. You know, just decline. Just don't go.
Well, she was asked back in May, so people
she didn't have to say anything. I'd say, look, we haven't won the World Cup.
But she's always been very vocal against him because she is a lesbian.
Well, unfortunately, that makes people take sides.
I love lesbians.
It's too bad. And the equal pay thing also, you know, I got to tell you, I had no interest in that topic, but when it suddenly came up, I start reading about it. I'm going, this is ridiculous. The men's revenues are $4 billion and the women are like $75 million and they're paid a higher percentage.
Well, I'm surprised their beef isn't more with FIFA in general, because FIFA, I think the winner of the World Cup gets one-twentieth of what the men's get? They just doubled it to, I think, you know, like $40 million. It's ridiculous.
Well, it still has a lot to do with anything else. What brings in more money? What do more people watch?
But their soccer jersey is the greatest selling soccer jersey of all time.
At halftime, it is 0-0 in the semifinal.
It's just too bad.
0-0 after 90 minutes.
No, it's not 0-0.
I was rather bored watching that game.
I know you were.
The Netherlands did not have a shot on goal that I saw. I guess they did have one.
There were some chances early on.
And when I'm reading at halftime, I was reading something online saying the U.S. dominated with 5 shots on goal. I'm like, oh my God, 5 shots on goal. No wonder I was bored.
Did you see those sweet saves your goaltender was making?
My goaltender?
I mean, the other team's goaltender. What? Netherlands.
I did not see any great saves. I really
didn't. She had 4 good saves.
I didn't think.
Look, if you don't like the sport, you're not going to like the sport. But no, it is
soccer.
Funny.
Actually, I liked playing
soccer.
I know,
you played it for a long time. It's really funny, the MLS, which is a joke league in and of its own, which just happens to be on TV right now. There's a lot more action.
Well, there's a lot more action. It's a much faster game.
It just is.
You know what always throws me watching the women play? And I don't watch a lot of soccer, but they have to dribble so close in to take a shot.
Oh, my God.
Because they don't kick the ball that hard.
I know.
But I don't want to knock the women's soccer
team. They dominate.
I just feel bad that it becomes about all these other things. Can't we just have a World Cup soccer team?
No.
It just exists in and of itself in a vacuum without all the other bullshit.
Did all that change with Ali? Because, I mean, there's always extracurriculars in sports.
A lot of people didn't like Ali. A lot of people hated Ali for a long time.
Juan Carlos, the fist.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always been some activism. Well, maybe we're just all fatigued right now by it.
I'm so beyond fatigued. Honestly, I kind of, when this whole White House thing came up, I was like, oh, God, I don't even want to pay attention to it at all. Then she said it again the day before the final. I'm like, why are you doing this? When I tweeted out that she said she wouldn't go to the White House yesterday, the responses, check this out.
Yeah, they were not very nice.
They were not very in favor of Megan Rapinoe.
Weird, because, I mean, would you really root for the Netherlands?
No.
Just to see her not be able to go to the White House?
She's not going to go anyway. She has ruined this for me, and I hope they lose. Catherine says...
Really, you hope... That's what I don't get. You hope they lose. Yeah.
You know what? I agree with you. I think that's incredible. But had the women's soccer team...
It's not very patriotic.
If they all wore MAGA hats and they were pro-Trump, people on the left would go...
Sure, I hope they fucking lose. And those people would be wrong.
Catherine said she was asked about it. Well, you don't have to say, I'm not going. You could just say, look, we want to win the game tomorrow. That's all we're concerned about. Dave, that's all she has to grab attention. I think she realizes not many people really give a shit about women's soccer unless they're doing something controversial. Jonah, because it was a press conference and she was asked. Sean, you can hate the president, but your opinions about him are yours. Either you play for the USA, which includes the office of the president, or you play for yourselves. To me, they play for themselves. They couldn't care less if they lost.
Although, is the Soccer Federation, they're not part of the government, are they?
The government doesn't fund them.
I mean, they are a separate entity.
She has TDS. What's TDS?
TDS? I don't know. Urban Dictionary?
Trump Derangement Syndrome.
Oh, okay. She talks about it because she's a fucking loudmouth that just needs to hear her voice. If she would actually take the time to use her celebrity in a positive way, maybe she can do some good. I don't think she knows how many people of LGBT Trump employed over the past years. Odds are he stiffed them come payday, too. Because certain media loves to push it and reinforce it, that everyone is boycotting visiting the White House. I'm assuming because she was asked a question about it. She's not in the field. But you don't have to answer a question because you're asked about it. This is how I would respond. I would say, I want to win the soccer game. I think that's my opinion in all sports generally. I think it's better just to focus on the game.
Don't say
you're not going to the White House before you win the fucking game. Win the game. Now, I guess they knew they were going to win, so maybe it isn't that big a deal. She's not in the field, so what else can she say? Hope they get their butts kicked. How wrong is it of me to sort of hope that the Netherlands win today? Is this a sports podcast? Go home to mommy. Boring. I don't think Trump cares what he or his teammates do.
Go home to mommy. Bye. Go home to mommy.
Why would Trump talk about it at all? Don't poke the bear. I don't think Trump was talking about it. What did Trump do?
Well, he did say that win or lose, they'd be invited. Remember he had that tweet?
Oh, he said, yeah. He said, okay, right.
Yeah, and he had a tweet out.
He was pretty restrained for him. I mean, I would expect him to have some asshole response immediately, but he didn't. And I'm not really sure why. Who is Megan Rapinoe? Who? Because she needs to keep her irrelevant ass in the spotlight. Never heard of her before this, won't hear about her after this. She is completely irrelevant. Nobody cares. That's one ugly dude. Agree that orange head of his
a lesbian
only makes him fugglier. She's pretty cool. Wonder how many teammates she's tried to indoctrinate into the club.
Jeez.
You know who she's married to?
Yeah,
do you remember us
Sue Bird, a basketball player,
which is
right?
The person we were making fun of that commercial with because they acted like Sue Bird was this really famous basketball player and everyone was getting her autograph. That's her wife. I didn't know that until a couple days ago.
I did not know who she was. I would not know what that name means.
And she went out and she actually wrote a piece in the Players' Tribune. I think it was titled, like, The President Hates My Fucking Girlfriend. And so she kind of added on to that, just the other things that are overshadowing the actual play, you know, the equal pay, the politics, the White House, and then the Players Tribune. There's just all these different factors
maybe
that are not soccer related.
Maybe it's because they're too good.
They're good.
She talked about it because, like any other famous controversial figure, she can't simply say next question and move on. I still don't understand why presidents have athletes come to the White House anyway.
See, that's the whole think like we think mentality. You just don't want someone to talk about something.
Yeah.
If you just disagree with
and people get angry, no matter.
She already said it. I don't know why she wants to say it again. Well,
we're not going to the fucking White House. But to that point, she already said it. So what's wrong with saying it again?
And we've seen that a lot.
Okay, well, it really worked out well because now people want them to lose. I really don't know what the point is. I don't. And I feel like it's whatever. They won the game. USA, USA, USA.
Yeah.
Yay. Hoo-hoo. And now the Nike commercial that ran immediately after the game, which is going to make people even happier.
They are geniuses in marketing, aren't they?
They're pretty good.
Because this is just going to piss people off.
Red, white, and blue!
Let me... there were some snarky comments back to it as we were watching it. But it's the one that...
Tim Thomas did the same thing and he won a Stanley Cup. Are you mad?
Why is Tim Thomas always the example?
Yeah, because he's the one that wouldn't go with Obama.
There were more.
I thought that was stupid, though.
Were there more that wouldn't go when Obama was in? I don't recall there being many other people.
There were some, but not that many. Tim Thomas is just very vocal about it.
Yeah.
But why would Tim Thomas... I don't understand it. I honestly can more understand why people don't want to go when Trump is president. But I don't understand why anybody wants to do anything outside of win... but, you know, people are in so many lanes now, it's just hard to keep track.
I do agree with the people that say, you know, if you're invited, you should go. It is the White House. That's kind of how I feel.
Yeah, I think I would go.
I don't like them, but I would go just because it's the
White
House. It's pretty cool. It's the White House.
Once you don't go, you're basically inviting the hatred of 40% of the country.
Oh,
so I don't think that's worth it.
Here's Nike's ad. It starts with the famous chant.
I believe!
Goddamn shoes!
I believe that we will be four-time champions and keep winning until we not only become the best female soccer team, but the best soccer team in the world.
You're not going to be the best soccer team.
Not a whole generation of girls and boys will go out and play and say things like, I want to be like Megan Rapinoe when
boys
I
aren't
grow up.
Say that.
And that they'll be inspired to talk and win and stand up for themselves. And I believe that we will make our voices heard and TV shows will be talking about us every single day and not just once every 4 years.
No,
and
it'll be once every 4 years.
And then we will conquer more than just the soccer field, like breaking every single glass ceiling
and
having our faces on that Rushmore. And then we'll keep fighting not just
my God,
to make
annoying.
History, but to change
Who is this female
forever?
Talking?
I don't know.
Listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
Congratulations, Nike. I'm telling you.
Are people going to like that commercial?
Oh, yeah. Some people will.
Nike knows how to push buttons right now. They know how to get a response.
Well, they may know, but I'm just asking, are people going to like hearing that woman going on and on and on about, really?
I don't know if many people would care. I don't know.
I just found her voice, and her voice was grating me, and she was just saying...
No, should have done. They should have had Hillary read it.
That would
have really pissed people
that's
off.
That's probably what it sounded like to me. But,
I believe that we will win.
This whole thing about men's and women's sports, I'm so worn out on it. The WNBA, I can't figure this out. Why don't women go to WNBA games? Why don't they have financial support? If we're all so for women in sports being equal to men, why don't women support the WNBA?
Oh, because it's not as good of a product, I suppose.
But if it's so important that everything is the same, then why don't women go? And then they would make money and they would be paid and it wouldn't be a charity league and it would all work.
Why don't
little girls go?
Do you know there's a women's professional soccer league that doesn't do terribly well either? So it really is because they are the USA team that they make it.
Well, then stop making people feel like assholes because they're not supporting women's sports. Women don't support them.
Well,
but they put it in the front of the sportscasts, like, you know,
I know.
We have to. They had this Final Four analysis of the women's Final Four, which was like, I don't know one name they're talking about right now. Does anybody? Does everybody else know? And I'm the one guy that's not watching?
No. No.
Okay, then knock it off. The WNBA's had 23 years. So I don't get it.
Why does it seem like there's not a rally around the flag for women's basketball like during the Olympics? Is it because men's basketball is playing at the same time?
Probably. I think people do cheer for the women's teams, but
it's not about not at this level.
It just gets about men versus women, and frankly, the men are better athletes. It's a more exciting game to watch, and if the women are to make money like men, then women have to support it because the men aren't going to go. Yeah, I want to watch this. It's like watching a high school game.
Yeah,
well, if that.
What are you looking up, Brent?
Oh, sorry. I was just checking to see if they had won. I didn't know that they had won in the Olympics so frequent.
Is there women's soccer in the Olympics? Because do we ever care about that? Or is it just because the World Cup is a standalone summer event?
Honestly, I just don't know that much about soccer. The whole thing is so wearisome. It's like, I don't know. I felt like I got annoyed every time I read about this. And I'm not anti-women's soccer. I'm not pro anybody in the argument. I just felt like this is a lot of noise.
Yeah, well, there's always going to be noise in sports now.
Well, I guess there is. And honestly, I thought for a long time, oh boy, working at 105.1 has just destroyed my interest in sports. It wasn't just 105.1. I got tired of all the extracurricular crap. It's like, why can't sports used to just be escape? It's kind of like, music, I think, is an escape for a lot of people. And, you know, when you go to, like, when I went to see Don Henley and he went on and on about Walden Woods, and people really got bummed. Not because they were against Walden Woods. It's like, you know, play a song, Don. Jesus. Shut up. Nobody cares.
Well, it's just because there's too much media in general.
There's too many people with a voice. Too many people have a voice. So many people need to shut up. And it's not going to happen, I guess. I mean, it just feels like...
Wait, you wanted them to stop talking for this?
I like this song.
Just kidding.
I like Don Henley.
Talk about Walden Woods again.
I like Don Henley's. I like his solo career better than I like the Eagles.
Really?
Well, everyone hates the Eagles.
The Eagles have the biggest selling album next to Thriller.
I don't understand that.
I don't either.
That's like how you don't understand how 55 million people watched the Joe Millionaire finale.
Oh, I understand that. I absolutely understand that.
Call it America's stupidest
moment.
That was
fun.
Yeah,
right. America, they knew.
Is there another country that despises a lot of Eagles albums?
I don't know. I think a lot of it has to do with when they came along. There weren't that many great bands that were new in the early mid-70s, I guess. I don't know. They sort of combined country and rock. They had two songwriters.
Neat.
What you see is what you get.
Joe Walsh gave them some new life later on. Hotel California. Anyway, sadly, some of you have had less than desirable experiences with dealerships in the past. Our favorite dealership on the planet, Zod Ford and Holly, is here to erase these crappy memories and make sure you have a ball buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV.
Be very sad.
That guy had a sad experience with a car.
I'm sorry to hear that. Where is Mel?
He's still sad and mad at us.
To put it frankly, working with our friends and studio sponsors at Zot Ford is the way a dealership experience should be. World class. Plus, that's him after leaving Zot Ford. Plus, Zot Ford's parts and service department is ready and waiting to save all of our listeners 10% off their next visit to Holly. And don't forget to take a selfie with their life-size Hulk Hogan statue in the showroom.
That sounds great.
Take a ride in their leather massage chairs or sip some fresh brewed coffee. Or snack on their hot movie-style popcorn. Moral of the story, no matter how you slice it, Zot Ford loves our listeners and their customers. So go visit them. Make sure to tell them that any of us or all of us sent you.
The Monkey Mobile is the coolest car on the planet.
Corrective surgery is one of the greatest lifestyle improvements and breakthroughs of this century. LASIK is one of the safest surgeries in all of medicine. It's changed the lives of millions of people by allowing them to get 20/20 vision or better without the hassle and poor performance of glasses and contacts. Dr. Yaldo is the most experienced and honored eye surgeon in Michigan. 30,000 plus have gotten his state-of-the-art custom LASIK procedure. Most get better than 20/20, called supernormal vision. Seeing better without glasses and contacts than you ever did with them. It's just a few minutes. It's painless, and you'll throw all that crap away. Multivocal lens implants for people 45 plus frees you from your hated reading glasses. No more reading glasses, along with precision far vision. You have nothing to lose by seeing Dr. Yaldo. It's a free evaluation. You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway. They've got frames, too, for glasses. If you don't want to get LASIK or implants, or you don't need them, or you just feel like, I just want some frames. Well, you can do that, too, with Dr. Yaldo. Tell them we sent you for an additional discount. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center.
I love your eyes.
Com. And I was going to mention that I went to the Tigers game Saturday. And
how many people were there?
You know, it seemed like there were a lot of people because they were all underneath the stands because it was raining.
Oh, okay.
So it seemed like a lot of people because they were all in the concourse. So anyway, I assaulted the buffet at the Champions Club.
Nice.
And then I left at 6 o'clock because it was a 4:10 game. Mm-hmm. They started at 8 o'clock.
Oh, God.
I know. It ended at like 12:30.
I think there's 161 other games.
I know. Friday night, they had a two-hour rain delay. They finished at 12:30. I think on Friday night, people were still there waiting for the fireworks at 12:30.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Why?
But the Tigers, I don't know. There were a couple of interesting things about the series.
There were fireworks the night before on 4th of July. They could have seen
Friday night fireworks. It's a draw. I don't mind watching
them. I stay for them.
Imagine the poor parents that wanted to go home and their kids going, I want to see fireworks.
Well, that's when you go home.
Well, I think their kids make them stay for the fireworks, and kids control everything. You know that.
Yeah, I do know that.
So anyway, they also signed Al Avila to 4 more years.
Cool, all right. Why not? Why not? Seriously, who cares?
I know, who does care?
I seriously think that it came to Chris Ilitch's desk. God, you want something? You just went, why not? Who cares?
Hey, it's less expensive than.
Oh, Al.
The thing that cracks me up is the uproar about it, though, too. It's like, does it really matter right now? Does it really matter? I mean, I'm asking.
Yeah, I think it does.
Right now it really matters, this rebuilding
right this
process?
Second? Yeah, I don't think they have a real rebuild going on.
Okay.
No, not looking at their farm system. With the exception of a few arms, they have some good starting pitching, but, you know, down there in Casey Mize.
If you don't, though, I mean, they've had two terrible years in a row, so they're getting low draft picks. They better have some good players.
Yeah.
They're going to get a good pick this year. But I just, you know, in terms of the teams that have really built this way, like the Astros
the Royals.
And Kansas City, they had phenomenal piles of prospects. People who didn't even know that much were saying, hey, they are going to be something in a couple of years. I don't hear anybody saying that.
I guess
Tigers.
You're right to that point. I don't trust them to build a team.
But the funny thing is my reaction to this is a lot different. It just seems part of how low rent the Tigers have become.
If they're not going to spend money, that's what I mean. Why does it really matter?
I guess it doesn't. But I just notice it because, you know, if you arrive late to the game, which I usually am there, like, I get there on second inning or so, and there's nobody at the parking lot, and there's sometimes nobody taking the tickets where you go in, where I go in, and they don't have there's a couple alcohols that they don't have in the club anymore.
Yeah.
It's just little things that you notice that, like, oh, it seems like.
Or certain concessions aren't open in certain spots. But that's because no one's in those sections.
It's hard to justify going to the games now.
Well, the team's not good. So
no, the team's terrible. But then you notice that, oh, this is just a full-scale, you know, cheap down.
Yeah.
And then the funnier part of that
consensual assault by the buffet. I don't know if there would be any reason.
I know. It's a good thing that they don't draw, because they would have never found Maz's wedding ring if there were more people in the park. Thank God they provided the overtime for the people that did find it. So, anyway, today I'm reading this story about this property that the city gave the Ilitches to develop, and they cut them this big deal. And blah, blah, blah. Anyway, all this time's gone by. They've done nothing with the property. So it's another Ilitch broken promise with the city. And as I was reading this, I realized, you know, it's making me mad because I'm still pissed about Little Caesars Arena and all the parking lots and none of that beautiful 50 blocks that I really thought was going to happen. And I can't say I thought that it was going to look exactly like the pictures.
Do you feel duped? I kind of feel duped.
I do feel duped. And
I'm more mad at myself.
Yeah, I'm mad at myself, too.
For believing it.
But I thought, I don't know, I guess I expected when Chris Illich, that was his big moment. That was when he was out front because Mike was alive and Mike was healthy, relatively healthy in 2013 or whenever that happened. Was it 13 or 14?
Did I do good, Daddy?
Would have been, oh boy.
I think it was 14.
Yeah, I think it would have been 14.
Anyway, so I just figured this, this is Chris Illich's moment where he's telling us, I'm taking over and this is going to kick ass. And then, oh, who cares?
You lied to me.
So, the moral of the story is that...
Do you think it's a who cares? Or do you think it's, we're not going to make as much
money,
off this. We thought, so let's just make them parking lots.
I think it's we care about making money, and this is the easiest way to make money.
But you got to believe, if they could have built that hotel that they were supposed to build, or some of those other...
if there was money in it,
they would have.
It's not really what they do, but I thought they would have partnered with people. And the people that tried to partner with them said they were not easy to partner with.
Yeah.
So in the end, this is my.
I'm more pissed at the state. And
yeah, I'm pissed too. I'm pissed they met for 35 minutes and just earmarked this thing and said, "Yeah, do it," mm-hmm. or rubber stamped it. But in the end, what really makes me mad is that the teams are losing, and so I have less conciliatory feeling towards the other failures. Yes. I mean, if the teams were winning, I think it would be easier to overlook all these other things.
Well, if the teams were winning too, maybe they would build some more of those other things because more
they
people
might.
Would be going down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But right now when you go down there and you park and then you see the old house that's still there that's for sale and you see the building right next to Little Caesars Arena and it just looks, looks like it needs to be torn down now.
I wonder what other people think when they come from other cities.
I think they wonder what the fuck is going on. What's going on around this stadium? There's a stadium here. Why aren't there?
I just think the timeline is too quick. I just think it takes longer than a couple years to put all that stuff together.
Right. But they wanted to put that stadium right up. They got up as fast as they could. So when they want to do something, they can do it. Mm-hmm. But that's all they wanted to do. They're part of the deal. They didn't care about our part of the deal. So anyway, I didn't really want to get into a big deal about that because there's so many other things going on. But I thought that was kind of interesting about that story, how I reacted to it.
Why does he start building things out of spite? Fine, I'll build this damn hotel and take a loss on it.
I'll build a real shitty one.
With a bunch of America's best value in.
Mario Mpemba was back in town too.
He's very moved.
He was very He's very upset that he didn't get his proper sending off. Is that what he said?
Hi, Mario.
His departure.
I mean, I didn't.
Wasn't on his terms.
I didn't miss him.
Wasn't, but didn't he sort of refuse to say anything? I mean, couldn't there have been a better sending?
We wanted to talk to him.
He still
we
did.
We did try to talk to him. That's what I mean,
but he wanted to wait.
And in this latest article, he keeps mentioning, I know what happened, Rod knows what happened, and I just want to move on.
Okay, then you move on.
You don't get a departure then.
Yeah.
You're just moving on. You said you wanted to move on.
It's part of the deal. If you want to say goodbye, you got to tell us what happened.
I'm so sorry, Mario. So sorry that didn't work out. He's lucky he got a job, by the way. He should not be. There's so few of those jobs.
Yeah.
Rod Allen doesn't have a job.
Mm-mm.
He had a podcast. He started one.
Is that? No, that's right.
Oh, I'm going to have to look up its rank.
I saw the first episode was with.
Listen to it?
He had Alex Avila on. Yeah, I listened to.
He did?
Yeah, he had Alex Avila.
Alex Avila was on his podcast.
Yeah, who's still a player right now? I think he's with the Diamondbacks. I could be wrong. Let's see.
Really?
Yeah.
So I expect that Al couldn't go on, so he said,
"Well, I'll get Alex to go on. He's on another team. So what can they say?" Wait, does this mean that Rod is Team Avila and Mario is Team Dombrowski?
Well,
yes, it does. Maybe.
How dumb.
It's so really stupid.
Welcome to the first episode.
Oh, they did it in a toilet. That's nice.
Busy
in a bathroom.
My first guest this afternoon is big league catcher Alex Avila. Alex, how you doing today, buddy?
It's a big rumor in, isn't it, Alex?
Your ball club is off to a really good start this year. I know you lost a couple of key players, A.J. Pollock. He left as a free agent.
It's a half-hour podcast. He's got it out. It's got a nice cartoon thumbnail.
Done in a bathroom?
Well, sometimes the first go is,
they're terrible.
Everybody still awake?
Kevin Bacon's got a new podcast, by the way.
Great. Is his brother on
this? This is his sponsor. I think they're giving him a lot of money. I think Spotify is just giving him a ton of cash to do this podcast.
I've noticed that there's certain podcasts that I'm trying to look up their ranks of going, that podcast is going nowhere. So I look them up and I'm like, you can't find a rank because they just are bought and sold by Spotify. It doesn't matter how many people listen. I don't think anyone cares.
Who was sitting around going, we got to get Kevin Bacon to do a podcast?
Who was sitting around going, we got to get David Lee Roth to do a podcast? You can't find David Lee Roth's podcast. I don't think you can find its rank because I think it is also, or maybe that's, may not be David Lee Roth. His podcast is horrible. Oh my God, so bad.
I guarantee you the Bacon brothers did the intro to Kevin Bacon's new.
They're doing all the music.
Okay.
You know they are.
Who was beating down the door for? Is there a groundswell for the Kevin Bacon podcast?
Was there a groundswell for the Topher Grace podcast? I'm mad about Topher Grace.
Was in Anna Faris. Anna Faris led that groundswell.
That's right.
So
he's had no ratings in like 10 days because I've been checking. Like, is anybody rating this podcast? And it's been stuck at like 960 ratings or something.
Oh, Kevin Bacon's is supposed to be a comedy podcast.
Oh, okay. like a parlor game?
Yeah. It's okay. It's by the guy who, this is so stupid. Listen how dumb this is. Okay, how many people are going to listen to this? Kevin Bacon's podcast, he wrote it. It's written, and it's about a guy who lost the Footloose job to Kevin Bacon, and he's mad about it for all these 30 years.
Oh, Lord.
The guy who didn't get the Footloose job that Kevin got.
Who's going to listen to that?
I don't know. I can't imagine anyone listening to that. It sounds so dumb.
I mean, if that was like a half hour fake documentary, maybe would watch it if other people said it was good.
I wouldn't even watch a half hour of it. It's so stupid. But you got the job, and I'd rather hear about you and what you did. I'm interested in Kevin Bacon to some degree, but really? Why this stupid idea? Even though he doesn't like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, I do.
That sounds awful.
Okay, so this is a 12-episode fictional comedy podcast. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure it's going to be hilarious.
I didn't read the story. I just thought it was going to be, hey, I'm Kevin. Let's talk to all my actor friends. Because that's what's going on right now. A lot of these famous people are getting their podcasts, and then they do the rounds.
They talk to each other, but he's not doing that. Okay. To his credit,
I give him more credit for doing something different than and not just being
Even though
Kevin
it's
Bacon.
Dumb. Nah, it's dumb. I'll give him more credit.
It'll probably do
I don't know. I think he'd do a lot better if he talked to his
buddies.
If
it's funny.
Did he
really write
it? Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon.
I don't know. I'm going to be shocked if it's funny. Maybe I'll listen to it. I'll give it a try.
Kids is listening to this.
But, you know, since we've headed down that celebrity path, I might as well mention, because this happened right when we took off last week, this whole Taylor Swift, her music's been bought by someone who bullied her at her lowest point.
Well, who sold it to him?
I don't know.
Doesn't she have the money to buy it?
I kind of wondered the same thing. Yeah, she could have put a consortium together to buy it, absolutely.
Buy it.
I don't know.
Let's say that I like Taylor's music about 25% less now, okay?
But you didn't hear it. Did you either of you guys hear all the crying and whining she did?
You know what? I did not.
I did.
Oh!
Mainly because the person who bought it was Scooter Braun.
Wait, Scooter Braun bullied Taylor Swift?
That's what she says. And
Has he broken his silence?
Yes, there's been a lot of silences broken on this, including Bieber, who said she was never bullied. She put up this post of Bieber's with Scooter Braun in it, and she had circled it and said, this is when I was bullied at my lowest point. And Bieber said, that post had nothing to do with her, or she misconstrued it or something.
Well, what happened? How was she bullied, and why was it her
lowest
point?
Well, she was bullied by Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. Remember when they recorded her, and they called her a bitch?
So how did he bully her?
I don't know. I guess, is he involved with Scooter Braun in some way? I don't know. It was so ridiculous. It's like, look, honey, nobody, if you wanted to own your own music, you should have held out for a better deal at the beginning, which no one does because they want to be discovered, and they want to make it like you did.
Not only that, but she is very powerful. And very rich now. Why is this her way of fighting back by claiming she was? I don't know. It just seems really odd.
She's claiming that she was never given the opportunity to purchase it. However, Scooter Braun's people and the other whoever sold it said, "Yeah, we reached out months ago. You never responded." So Scooter, who has gotten very powerful because his clients include Justin Bieber and I think Ariana Grande and all the new celebrities. He's got the money. He purchased it, and now she's mad.
Yeah, her first six albums. He owns my first six albums.
Is she going to be okay?
No. I don't think so. But
is she
going to
be fine?
The part about
an unrelatable problem.
If she wanted to say that, you know, I'm disappointed that I'm not going to own my masters.
Yeah.
I totally understand that. Every musician's upset about it. But to say that they were bought by someone who bullied me at my lowest point.
Anybody could buy them.
By the way, her lowest point she was talking about was, this is like 3 years ago. I mean, is that really her
lowest
point?
That's her
lowest
point. Wow, that's a pretty charmed life.
That's what I thought.
Kanye West being mean to you is your lowest point.
Why are you guys bullying me?
But of course, all these people took her side. Oh my God, can you believe this happened to Taylor Swift?
It's because it's Taylor Swift.
But that's how dumb everyone has gotten. And these people suing the Michael Jackson victims.
Yes.
Yeah, the fan clubs are suing them for leaving Neverland.
Did you see how much they want, though?
$1.
What's the point, then?
Just to beat them, just to say, see, we won, it's a lie!
Stop wasting our... Then if I was the other guys, I'd be like, fine, okay, you guys win, great, whatever, here's $1. I'm not going to waste my time hiring a lawyer.
It's all so effing twisted. And then also on the music front,
how many people would trade places with Taylor Swift right now?
Anybody.
Of course.
Anybody would trade places with her.
Why does
she get
so much
superstar? She's in control of everything. Everything she puts out is a hit. I think she's a...
She's great. She's
very good. No,
yeah,
I agree.
I have no problem with her. Except, why are you saying a stupid thing like this? You had a chance to buy it.
She's worth $360 million. A lot of people respect her because she writes her own songs.
She does. No, she's very,
very
talented. I give her
a hand
to her.
She just doesn't own them.
She owns her new songs.
Oh, that's
she
great.
Does own her new songs.
Remember Paul McCartney cried about Jackson buying there,
but he didn't say it. I was bullied at my lowest point.
I honestly don't know. Did he even whine about it?
Not that much.
Or
really.
Did he look in the mirror and go, "I'm Paul McCartney still"?
I would say he whined about it later more than sooner.
I'm still Paul.
His beef about losing his music rights was that he had just made a song with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, no, Jackson fucked him over.
Jackson fucked him over. He said,
"Oh, that was post."
Yeah, Jackson asked him. Jackson asked him about buying music because McCartney owns a lot of music. He bought the Buddy Holly catalog and some other stuff. And he said, owning music is a great investment, blah, blah. And they talked about it at length.
Yeah.
And then McCartney and Yoko had agreed on a bid for the Beatles rights when they came up. And Jackson outbid them by $2 million. And I think...
About this one.
What an asshole.
This one.
I think Jackson also asked him what the Beatles songs were worth. And I think that... he bit over the amount that he told him.
Jackson, I kind of admire that little...
It was pretty
shrewd.
Pretty ballsy.
From an innocent child. I can't believe Paul got screwed over by a child.
It's pretty ugly. He was bullied by Michael Jackson at his lowest point.
That's so ridiculous.
The Rolling Stones,
they lie.
I'm really curious to see how this works out. I think it's going to be a big nothing... But nothing surprises me anymore. Jesse Jackson has gone after the Rolling Stones for the song "Some Girls,"
yeah.
And the song is a parody. It's not a literal song.
It's a song anyway.
Yeah, it's a song.
Who cares?
But Jesse Jackson claiming that, you know, it's demeaning to women, it's demeaning to black people because of the line "Black girls just want to get blanked all night. I just don't have that much jam." Actually, it's a funny song. Mm-hmm. When that came out, I think I was 18, and I sort of knew, I understood the song was a joke. I didn't really believe that Mick Jagger was pouring his heart out about Asian women, American women, British women, black women, so on and so forth. It would not be Mick Jagger-like. I thought it was a funny song. It's a great song.
I'm looking
for it. It's the title track from Some Girls.
I know, but it keeps, God damn it, our ears. Ooh, it's got an explicit mark. Is it just it's just because they're touring and they're a Target?
Well, they're just in Chicago.
Yeah.
I think this is the last great Stones album, by the way.
Really? This is still...
78?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, great. Great, great.
Girls
are too cool.
Girls want to bang me, and guys want to be me being banged by them.
I think it's about a minute away, maybe. It's coming up.
Wait, jump ahead?
Nah, it's okay. It's a good song.
Don't screw girls in the public bathroom.
Love you, Jagger.
It sounded like an edit. They wouldn't have edited it out, would they? No, it's that explicit, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. So reading a little bit more about it, this isn't the first time Jesse Jackson's gone after them in this song.
Brown Sugar, too.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Should be the next one.
Yeah, it is coming right up.
Hey, where are the white women at?
White girls, they're pretty funny. Sometimes they drive me mad.
Right here.
Black girls just want to get fucked all night. I just don't have that much jam.
Ooh!
But Jackson met with Atlantic Records and they're like, no, we're not changing to get out of here. Although they have not played it or switched the lines up, I guess, in some other concerts.
I didn't think it was a big... They switched the lines of that song?
That's what it said, yeah, in the 1999 No Security Tour. They switched black girls and white girls in that line.
White girls just want to get fucked all night?
Mm-hmm.
And that was okay?
Mm-hmm. And black girls can be pretty funny.
Why is it... Wait a second. If it's so offensive to black girls, why is it okay to say it about white girls?
I don't know. Because he's white? I don't know. Ask Jesse Jackson.
He had a child with a black woman.
I'm assuming in his mind that's kind of the joke of switching them too.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know his motivation, but why, if you're going to do that line and switch them, I mean, come on, you're going to know that question would be asked.
Well, you know, I'm kind of curious. If I was a girl and somebody said that, you know, I was a white girl or a black girl and they said I want to get fucked all night, I don't know if I'd think that was so horrible.
No. Not at all. Some
slut.
Some girls, yeah, it makes you sound kind of slutty.
Some girls, so what? Some girls like to have sex.
Yeah, I think most that do are kind of proud of it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
No one's mad about this, but Jesse Jackson.
You know
why? Wouldn't you think? I tell you,
instead of this song from 1978, that some of the current rap music would bother him a little bit.
I was just gonna say, we talked about the one that Fifi song with Nicki Minaj, where it's all about her pussy. What?
Well, not just Nicki Minaj. What about all the male artists and the way they talk about women?
I know.
It just seems strange. You know, maybe you're right, because I wondered, why is he talking about this 40-year-old song? Because I remember Brown Sugar also was criticized.
When was he talking about it? Because I know that I saw that you had...
It was a Rolling Stone has an article about it. I think it's about a week old.
But I think that article might have just been 40
reprinted?
Years old.
Oh, what?
Yeah, because I remember when you had tweeted it. I'm like,
oh man,
is he really talking?
Oh.
About?
Yeah, boy.
That, you know, the date said 1976 or something.
I'm looking at it now, Brandon. You're right.
Can we edit this part of the show?
Oh, why was he mad then?
Caught. Why did they reprint it?
Because they were just playing.
It was just out. I swear to God, it was on my Twitter feed from Rolling Stone for some reason.
Funny.
Oh,
well, come on. We know he still feels that way.
It's my first day.
He still feels that it's my first day.
It's a great song. I'm glad we got to listen to it.
It's not the worst first day.
You're mad at 37-year-old Jesse Jackson.
No, I'm not really mad at him. I just, In the current environment, it sounds so stupid.
It really does.
And also, I didn't know they switched the lyrics when they played it. I really had no idea. Yeah. That's hilarious. I'm declaring that a valuable segment. In spite of the fact it's a 40-year-old article.
Make sure Wheels plays this one.
It's going right on.
No, I think they can skip that. Although it is a
classic rock in a story. Come on, that's great.
It's a great song. Great album. Respectable, Beast of Burden, Shattered. Oh, what else is on that record?
Keep going. Let's see.
Respectable, Before They Make Me Run, The Girl with Faraway Eyes. I've always loved The Girl with Faraway Eyes. Wait.
You're missing one, really. I think
Miss You.
Yeah, the very first one.
Great song. Still play that. Okay. How far in are we, Brandon?
Way to take all the air out of Drew's sails, Brandon. Can you just keep it to yourself?
Yeah, couldn't you just pretend it was new?
Sorry about that. We are
45 minutes
deep.
Oh, we are? Is that all?
Yeah.
Well, it's starting to seem like a long show. This is one of those songs
Love You, Jagger.
Played a lot, and I still like it a lot when I hear it.
You know what I hear when I hear this song?
Mike Clark?
You got it. He used to walk around just doing the bass line.
There were some great bass lines on the early Stone stuff. Bill Wyman, I thought, was a very good bass player. By the way, there's a documentary that Bill Wyman did. Have you seen it?
Mm-mm.
I'm trying to think, where is it? On Netflix.
Too many.
I think it's called The Quiet Stone.
The Quiet One.
The Quiet One, okay. Yeah. It's, you know, it's really strange because he left the Stones in 92, and now it seems like, God, he left so early. But the Stones have been together 30 years at that point.
Yeah.
And it sounds to me from his current wife who's in there, and he's 80. He's the oldest Rolling Stone by 5 years, I think, or by 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been spending, it sounds like, the last 25 years organizing. He was a saver. He saved all the stuff from the Stones, you know, props and articles and, you know, all kinds of Stones-abilia. Yeah,
he was a hoarder. The Stones hoarder.
And he has been organizing all his stuff. He has card catalogs. And it made for I thought it was a really interesting documentary. He's not the most interesting Rolling Stones.
Well,
Stone by a mile.
So what's the first thing you think of when you think of Bill Wyman?
Not Mandy Smith,
exactly.
The 13-year-old he was into. He claims
maybe banger. That's why he was the Quiet Stone. He doesn't want anyone to know that he's with a 13-year-old.
Yeah, that was a weird story. And his son from his first marriage was banging Mandy Smith's mother.
Cool.
And he married Mandy Smith when she was 19, and he was
really confusing for the cousins.
Weird.
I think he was 50 when he married her, and she was 19, and I don't know.
What a confusing double date that must be.
Looked kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. Hot.
But her mom was hot. I remember that, thinking the kid wasn't doing so bad.
Well, he's the son of a Rolling Stone.
Yeah. But Bill's looking pretty old these days. He's 80. So it's understandable.
Well, she's only what then?
In her 30s? She would be 40, 49, 48. She probably looks good. I haven't seen her lately. Okay, there's just one of those days where there's so much, it's just impossible to get to it all, but we'll try. Are we going to make a phone call, or are we going to have a reason to open the Hall Financial Hotline here in the DealsInTheD.com studios?
Maybe.
Well, that reporter hasn't gotten back to me yet.
Okay.
So that's probably out.
We're trying to get, and I think hopefully we will get her this week, the Miami Herald reporter that did all the heavy lifting on the Jeffrey Epstein story, and that thing
could be big.
Oh boy, I think it could be huge.
He's got to show up tomorrow. They arrested my seriously. Your shell thought. Did you see where Epstein was arrested at?
At the tarmac in Teterboro.
Yeah, he's probably waiting for some Yankee tickets. Isn't that where Maz was supposed to meet?
Oh
somebody?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah,
Teterboro Airport.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how the FBI got him.
So weird.
Epstein, we got some Yankee tickets for you.
Flying in on his private jet.
Jet. Yeah,
that Jeffrey Epstein case.
What did they used to call the jet? What did Clinton when?
It was called Lolita One or Lolita
like
Express.
Yeah. Some scummy.
Yeah, that story is so sick. I don't even want to go into all the details. He liked 13 to 16-year-old girls. He paid them.
Yep.
He paid them to recruit friends. They came in. They, you know, BJ, HJ. Like sometimes there were sex.
Four times a day.
Yeah, it was just the weirdest fucked up story.
Did you read the New York Post article on his arrest?
No, I don't think I did.
I'm only laughing because they talked to a very loose-lipped doorman.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Oh, from the place in Miami.
No, this is the doorman now.
The doorman now?
Yeah.
Okay, hold that thought, Brandon. Can you read just the first commercial there?
You're a doorman, okay? You're a doorman. Doorman. Doorman.
Very loose.
Doorman. Doorman!
I'm glad. This guy's great.
The doorman? Yeah, you gotta love a loose-lipped doorman. Trump had a loose-lipped doorman, too.
Oh, that's right. Didn't he claim he knocked some chick up?
I think Trump sued him, didn't he?
Oh, what a shock.
Our beloved studio sponsors and friends at Zot Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and DealsInTheD.com are smack dab in the middle of their Jeep Celebration event, and they're excited for you to be a part of it. During Zot's Jeep Celebration event, lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited at just $188 a month. You can also lease a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $277 a month. Or, if you fancy yourself more of a Ram truck type of guy, how about leasing a new 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $169 a month? Better still, how about a 0% financing on all 2018 Ram heavy duties in stock? As you can see, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is kicking off this hot summer with a bang. So strap on your asbestos undies and take advantage of these deals right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. All right.
Is that it? Can I address a tweet I sent out last week? Because people have asked me to explain the story.
Okay, wait, hang on. Let me just mention Law Financial.
Oh, okay.
The top mortgage company in Michigan for client service, big supporters of our show, lower payments, better options, more personal attention. David Hall and Hall Financial, the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refi. They can save you lots of money. You've heard it from our listeners, over 600 five-star reviews because they put you first. 72% of Hall Financial's business is referral. Realtors trust them. Their clients love them. You can reach them at DrewandMike.HallFG.com. Go to our website. Click the link or call 248-308-5000. What was the tweet?
So, I just tweeted that my family had no sympathy or concern for the fact that I was attacked by a bird. Like, my family just didn't care. My family, I mean Julie, Charlotte, and Annie. Which I'm including Annie in this. She could have shown some concern even though she's one. We were down in Port Clinton, Ohio.
Yeah.
Which is a whole other issue in and of itself. And they're surrounded by mayflies. You know what mayflies are?
Yes.
A big mayfly infestation, so they're
gross.
Everywhere. And we go to a restaurant, and I was running in to pick up food. And I get out 5 steps from the car, and a bird swooped down and, like, bit the back of my head.
What?
I swear to God. And, of course, I just went, oh! Like a girl.
Yeah.
Anybody that knows me knows that I wage war with birds in my backyard all the time. I just hate birds of all kinds. I see no redeeming value in a bird.
Well, I would freak out. I would absolutely freak me out if that happened.
Scared the crap out of me. So I thought maybe I had mayflies on me or something because I'm gross and they like me. I don't know. But then I was thinking about it as I'm in the restaurant waiting and I'm looking. I'm like totally surveilling the situation, like texting Julie, like a bird. And she had no concern that a bird swooped down and attacked me. And what I realized what I did is I parked too close to their nest.
Oh!
So now
there's usually an explanation for these things.
So now I realize walking back to the car, I got to go back to the car and get in it without this bird attacking me.
No, make Julie go back and get the car so she can get bit by the bird.
They were in the car.
You can not care about her.
She could have moved the car.
Tell her to get out of the car.
They didn't care. So naturally I'm walking back to the car and I got my eyes on. I'm looking for this bird that attacked me. And I spot him, and he swooped at me again.
Did he bite you again?
No, he swooped at me. I was ready for him this time. It was a frontal attack. He wasn't.
Whoa!
He didn't come from the flanks or from behind. So I managed to like wave my arms.
Oh my
and
god!
And I got in the car really quick.
Did Julie videotape it?
No, and that's what everybody keeps asking. But she didn't care. They were very apathetic to the whole situation. So of course, for the next 24 hours while we were down there, I kept bringing it up. That I was supposed to tell you that I was attacked by a bird and nobody cared.
Well, the next time that she says...
I got no sympathy.
The next time she says that you don't care enough about something, bring up being attacked by the bird.
I was traumatized. We had to drive by the place like 2 or 3 more times and I just kept going, remember when that bird attacked me right there? Nobody cares. Charlotte didn't care. Julie certainly didn't
care. I would
care.
Think Charlotte would be fascinated by it, if nothing else.
I would have thought she would have had some sympathy, but no. Nobody cares.
Yeah, Twitter didn't care either.
I know. No one cares. I was attacked by a bird.
Twitter didn't even care?
No. No.
They laughed at me, as they should.
I piled on, too. I found the picture of when... when
I'm so glad you did.
Wait. Let me guess. It's got to be romance novel guy coming in with the bird on his face. The bird...
Oh, Fabio? Bird. Fabio. No, it's even better.
It's great.
Have you ever seen... Maybe Drew has never seen this picture, Brandon.
I don't know if he has. That happened...
You were gone. The podcast had started. It was the day Prince died. I was leaving 105.1. And a bird shit right on my head.
Ugh.
Which is the second time in my life it's happened. The other time was spring break 98 when a bird took a dump on me at some bikini.
I had that.
I was at a bikini contest.
Bikini contest.
And I'm sober. I don't know why we're drinking. That's college really funny. Whatever. It was pretty stupid. And this bird just took the biggest dump I think I've ever seen any animal take on my sunglasses and my face. And I just turned my buddy Nate, just starts laughing. And I said, you got to be shitting me, because our hotel was miles away. And he's like, well, you can just go to my hotel and take a shirt. I'm like, you wear like a medium. I'm not going to wear a medium and come back here.
How was poop. How was the bikini contest?
It was ruined because
the
bird
hear the
shit on me.
Bikini without hearing that. It just makes me crazy.
There's the picture of the bird shit from when Prince died.
Now, if you're bikini, it's 100.
Bikini.
If you're topless, it's 200.
Okay.
If it is centerfold, it's 5,000. And Bing de Bond, we're off to Acapulco, right?
Can't believe that guy won't take our call.
When that bird took a dump on my head when Prince died, I left it there and ran in so Brandon could take the picture. At that point, that bird shit's already on my head. What was I going to do? Like, yeah, take a picture of this.
Oh, my God.
And I love the one guy responded to the tweet by pointing out the Javon Kearse poster.
Yeah.
That I've taken
you
with
didn't
me.
Care either.
I still have it. I should hang it up down here. Greatest athlete.
So you didn't go to the bikini contest? The bikini
It had just started when that bird, spring break 98, took a dump on my head at Spinnaker's.
I have no idea why, but that just reminded me of, I think I was a, let's see, what year was I? Probably a junior at Vatech, and there was this bar in downtown Blacksburg called, what was the name of that place? I think it's called Mr. Foo's.
Virginia Tech, tremendous school.
And Mr. Foo's.
The cultural appropriation? Was the owner Asian?
No.
Just kidding.
Mr. Foo's. A lot of townies hung out at Mr.
Yeah,
Foo's.
It's racist of me to think Foo is an Asian name.
Foo's, F-O-O-Z, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Foo's. Right. Yeah. And it had a lot of table, foosball tables. And it had a lot of video games, you know, like Asteroids and Pac-Man and whatever was around in 1979, 1980, or whenever this was.
Yep.
And one week on the blackboard, it said, and I was in there a couple times that week, and it was like, wet t-shirt contest.
Sweet.
Friday at 5. And it's like, oh my God, I'm going to that. And I mean, I don't schedule things in my life. Things just happen to me.
Yeah.
For some reason, I just like, 5 o'clock, Friday, wet t-shirt, Mr. Foo's. And I went with one of my teammates, and it was like the biggest collection of, I can't even describe what a loser crowd this was and how stupid I felt being there. And
it's t-shirt time.
They had girls. They were just, I think they were squirting them with a hose.
Oh, God.
They'd be like wearing blue jeans and a white t-shirt. And it was awful. It was like, what was I thinking about?
The winner
getting
a $10 gift certificate to Mr. Foo's.
I believe so.
Not to be used on that day. They had to come back to Mr. Foo's to use
$10. $10 at the most.
And Mr. Foo's. Non-transferable.
$10 in today's dollars, I would say.
Show them big old titties. Come on.
So lame.
But I remember specifically that spring break. It's like, what else are we going to do besides, you know, what do? But drink and sit on the beach. And it's like, oh, let's go to the club.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Girls were hot. It was Panama City. I know.
The funny thing about those events is I always look at the crowd and go, you're not getting laid. You're not getting laid. You're not getting laid. You're not getting laid. Because you just see all these guys and they're just frothing at the mouth. And it's like, she can only be with one person and she's probably not going to be with you.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. At least I knew that. I was self-aware. Actually, I take it back. It was a silver lining having that bird take a dump on me. I didn't have to stay there very long.
That's true.
So embarrassing.
So what happened with Jeffrey Epstein's arrest? Because I remember reading some things from his doorman, but I was thinking that was a door guy from like way back when. Because I thought all this current arrest, aren't they revisiting stuff he did from 2003 to 2006?
2002 to 2005, okay. Both in New York and Florida.
Oh, in New York he was doing this too. Oh, I didn't realize that.
That's who busted him, I thought, was the New York... federal, what do they call it?
Yeah, this time
Southern
they busted
District
them.
Of New York,
right?
Just like in the TV show Billions. There's my one Billions reference for the week. So about a dozen federal agents, meanwhile, after they arrested Epstein at Teterboro, broke down the door of his $50 million mansion on East 71st Street on the Upper East Side around 6:30 p.m. because they had search warrants. Me and my partner heard a big bang. A doorman said, "This is the loose lip doorman." They broke the door down, FBI cops, some 20 law enforcement agents in total. They just went in with bags. The doorman, who has not to be identified by name, said even now, Epstein...
Boy, it's going to be so hard to identify the doorman who said this. How many doormen do they have?
Either him or his partner. They both heard the big bang. So the doorman said that Jeffrey Epstein entertained a continuous parade of girls who came and went at all hours, even today in 2019.
He's still doing it?
He's still doing it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A loose-lipped doorman said, "Tall. They look like models. Not sure of their ages because of all the makeup." Bizarrely, Woody Allen, who had been a father figure to teenage Sun-Yi, or Woody married, lived nearby and is a pal of Jeffrey Epstein's. Did you know that?
Oh, God. Are you kidding me?
Said the doorman.
I love this guy.
I know.
Hey, can we call the building and ask for the doorman?
Yeah, will you look it up, Brandon? East 71st Street. Yeah, we could
squeeze
building. It is
squeeze the Hall Financial Hotline in here somewhere.
Just call every building on East 71st. Allen was among the crowd of people. Wait, Woody Allen was among the crowd of people ogling the Fed's raid, according to the loose lip doorman. The doorman said,
"Just get 5 minutes with this guy." By the way, Hall Financial Hotline. Click the link to Hall Financial on the Drew and Mike web page. And fill out the online form, and they will get back to you pronto if you want to save money on your refi.
So he's outed Epstein as still having chicks. He's outed Woody Allen as being a friend
hanging
of his
out.
And watching the FBI raid. The doorman continued, "Bill Cosby used to live here, too, next to Woody Allen. We got all of them."
Really?
Yes.
What if that's true?
Hey, hey, hey.
He added
that's the kind of fact that you don't even
want to
look up because it's such a
you
great
don't want it to be
it's
true.
Such a great quote
yeah.
that you know you just want to believe the doorman.
Well, if you didn't love the doorman enough, listen to this line of Epstein, quote, "I got a daughter who's turning 14. I'd put a bullet in his head." So good for you.
Nice.
Let's see if there's any more.
What if the doorman was involved in busting him?
Oh,
he turned him in.
I don't know.
You know, that is incredible. Here's this guy who gets this incredible deal. He should be in prison for life for all of the sex trafficking he did in Miami, but he gets this incredible sweetheart deal. He didn't even go to jail for one day. He had work release.
He was going to
his office
for
9 hours a day, I think, during the week, wasn't he?
Sentenced to 18 months in state jail. And then they dropped the federal investigation. You're right. He served 13 months of the sentence.
And they didn't... they didn't inform the victims of his sentencing where they could have spoken or objected to it.
Yeah, the federal prosecutor.
And they moved it out of town. I mean, this was a sweetheart deal. It was like he was calling the shots. They were calling the shots.
And now that federal prosecutor is the Secretary of Labor. So,
I'm surprised he's still Secretary of Labor. And I'm surprised if he remains the Secretary of Labor. It just seems like...
This is so ugly.
This is so, you know.
I know people want to
point.
I
thought this thing was going to blow over when the Miami Herald did the story. Yeah. We talked about it. I'm like, how can this be? This is disgusting. And it seemed like it sort of blew over.
You know, people want to, I'm sure, blame Trump because Trump was a friend of him or Clinton or whatever. But if you're the Secretary of Labor, you have to be confirmed by the Senate. Why didn't any of this come up then?
Yeah, this is why I don't understand outrage, because I would think this... You know, of all the outrage and all the people demanding that this person be, if this done to them, or that person be, you know, canceled forever.
Yeah.
This is one of those
things.
Something
that matters.
This is teenage girls, you know, who, if you see any of them interviewed, I mean, they're really fucked up to this day. A lot of them.
Yeah.
They're really messed up by this whole thing. And also, he paid people off. I'm so tired. Aren't you tired of these financial settlements?
Well, yeah.
They don't do anything but keep the person doing what they do.
I know you would think that, well, I guess if you don't have the witnesses to, you know, prove the crime.
Well, I think the financial settlements came after.
Oh, to, in many so cases. To, stop, to yeah. stop the civil trial.
Right. Yeah, let's shut these people
up.
I
thought we were going on the non-disclosure story again.
Yeah, pretty. They're of the same. They're in the same ballpark, really. Mm-hmm.
It's.
I mean, I think that's part of the deal.
Yeah.
Or it's intended to be, but then we were led to believe that, well, a non-disclosure agreement, if it's a crime, then you can't stop a person from disclosing it. But can they sue for their money back? Probably. Can they scare the people? Probably.
Great question. I don't know. Any luck with the doorman?
Well, excuse me. I believe it's going to be one of the buildings on either side of his...
the Herbert Strauss Museum? Or mansion, I guess?
Yes, yeah, that's the name of his mansion. And then there's two apartment buildings on either side. So I imagine one of them has that doorman.
Hmm. Well, let's dial one up.
All right. Let's do it.
This is exciting.
I know, I'm pumped.
I mean, you know...
Fire up the Hall Financial.
If we get this guy on the phone, you know he's going to just start spilling up a storm.
It's worth any risk.
It is. I mean, we may have a 1 in 100 chance of getting him on the phone, but if it were to happen, imagine the benefits.
We'll find out about everybody.
Speaking of benefits, Luke Nowacki would love to help you. Whether you're working on your benefits, your financial future, how to save for your retirement, how to save to put your kids through college, or maybe how to better invest it within your 401k. Call Luke Nowacki if you need help with any of these sorts of things. Not to mention, you know, he's helped people with wills and life insurance and health insurance and making difficult financial decisions. Call Luke Nowacki's team at 248-663-4748. Go see that beautiful office on the 13th floor. Wow, it's pretty cool.
Great view.
Great view, yeah. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned and other entities, and our marketing names, product services, reference here, independent Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, 248-663-4748 for Luke Nowacki.
Here comes the doorman.
He's Sonny First, I'm just speaking.
Yeah, doorman, please.
This is the doorman.
Oh, this is the doorman? Hi, this is Drew. I was just calling. I was reading the story about Jeffrey Epstein, and are you the doorman that they were talking to in the Post?
No. There's a lot of doormans.
Oh, there's a lot of doormen there?
Doormen.
Yeah.
Okay. But this is his building, right?
Huh?
This is Jeffrey Epstein's building, correct?
No.
Well, right next to it.
Well, did you hear about the raid next door?
Yeah, I heard about it today, yeah.
Did you see a lot of those young girls going in the building?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Does Woody Allen live around there?
Yeah, he does live around here.
Cool.
I guess he was watching the raid, too, according to this doorman.
Probably.
Yeah, you're not as loose.
Everybody watching it?
I'm sorry?
You're not quite as loose-lipped as the doorman that was quoted in the Post.
Oh, no, I started today. I wasn't here yesterday.
Oh, today's your first day?
Well, no, I started. We have different shifts.
Oh, you have different shifts.
Yeah, everybody has a different shift.
Do you know who
it's
the
my first day?
Do you know who the loose lip doorman is? So we can call back and talk to him.
I don't know. He's not here.
Okay. Yeah, must be a lot of famous people in those buildings.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of those. There's a few people, famous people that need to live on the block.
Yeah, I heard Bill Cosby used to live there.
Yeah, he used to live here too. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever run into Bill?
I'm sorry?
Did you ever run into Bill Cosby?
No.
Really?
I heard he's in jail.
Yeah, he is. But, I mean, when he was out of jail, did you ever open the door for him?
No. I wasn't here at the time.
Who's the biggest name that you've opened the door for?
Nobody I know of.
Really?
Yeah, Brandon, he can't break the doorman-tenant confidentiality agreement.
I get it.
Did you ever not open the door just to stiff somebody to see how they'd act?
Only for my tenants, that's it.
Did you like the way you were portrayed in that Seinfeld episode, The Doorman?
You have to talk to whoever you talked to yesterday or the other day, or I don't know who you talked to.
Oh, you don't watch Seinfeld?
No, I don't watch TV.
What? Really?
What? You don't watch TV?
Nah, I was too busy working.
How many
you didn't
you
work this weekend?
What kind of a sweatshop is that place?
I'm sorry?
I thought it was your first shift right now. What'd you do this weekend?
I work other jobs.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't got the life you guys got.
Oh, believe me. Not that great.
You're in New York City, man.
Wow. Yeah.
That's boy, right next to over. Central Park, too, right?
Yeah. All right, guys.
Well, thanks for all the information. You're a big help.
Yeah, all right. No problem. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
What happened?
That guy's not loose-lipped at all. He's the opposite. What's the opposite of loose-lipped? Tight-lipped, I guess.
Tight-lipped, yeah. I think there's been a memo to the doorman.
Maybe it was him, and he's just denying it all.
Now, on the other side of Epstein's place is a stockbroker's office. But you'd imagine that this would be an apartment building, right? Since there was you know what?
Fifth Avenue apartments.
Here's the Fifth Avenue apartments. These are the really ritzy ones because they have views of Central Park.
Call them real quick.
Okay.
They'll be loose-lipped. I'm starting the song over just because I like the beginning.
I know, it's so awesome.
Good afternoon, 925th Avenue Lobby. This is Roy speaking.
Yes, trying to reach the doorman?
Yes.
Oh, is this the doorman?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. This is the Drew and Mike Show. We're calling. We were trying to reach the doorman that talked to the New York Post about the Jeffrey Epstein arrest.
Oh, sorry, man. Wrong one.
Huh?
Oh, wrong doorman?
Yeah.
Okay, this is building, though, correct?
Where?
This is Mr. Epstein's building, correct?
I don't know.
Huh? You don't know?
I've never heard that name.
Oh.
Really? Huh. Okay. Well,
I think you have the wrong number, brother.
Yeah, I don't think
it's Woody
Allen's
up there.
Yeah, is Woody Allen in that building?
You got the wrong number, man.
What? Bill Cosby?
Oh, you have the right number.
Cosby?
What a dick.
It's definitely been a memo. It's been sent to every doorman in the city. Can't you hear me knocking? Help me, baby. I ain't no stranger. Help me, baby. This makes me want to see the movie Blow.
Yeah, so great.
It's one of those movies I can see about every 3 years and really enjoy it. Oh, you will not believe the movie I watched the other night.
What's that?
License to Drive?
Oh, I love it with Corey.
The two Corys. Both Corys.
Great movie. Yeah. I love the Sinatra scene in the end when the guy's drunk and driving the old man. I love that. Mercedes? Wasn't that the name of the girl? Mercedes?
Yes. I don't know
why.
You're
talking about my childhood. I love this.
That's not the one where he has the super soaker filled with gasoline and he's shooting it like a flamethrower.
No.
Okay.
No, they're but Corey Haim's the
star. You
know
who the girl was?
Is it the Noxzema girl? What's her
name? It's Heather Graham.
Oh, it is?
It's a young Heather Graham.
I did not realize
that. I know. I was stunned.
That's a great movie. I love that. I saw that movie in the theaters at Briarwood Mall. I remember going. It was a great movie. We loved it.
Oh, is that funny? What year is that around?
Oh, boy. Let me guess. I'm going to say it's probably
late
13.
80s?
So, yeah, 88, 89 maybe.
It was 88.
I remember it well.
So stupid.
It had a profound effect on my life.
Corey Feldman, by the way, has all the funny lines.
Yeah. But he's not the star, which I think sets forth his problem with the other Corey.
Could be. Yeah, Corey Haim is the star, but Corey Feldman is he's the wise ass.
Yeah, he's a dick.
He's the
cool, like
the intelligent beyond his years.
Yeah. The devil make hair kind of guy, right?
Yes.
My super soaker reference was from the 00 Kid.
What is that?
Sorry about that.
What a loser movie is
that?
Did
you see that?
I did. I saw
Don't tell me you saw it in a theater.
I don't believe I did, but I remember seeing Corey Haim with a super soaker filled with gasoline, and he's using it to fend off bad guys, you know, as a flamethrower. And I thought, I should do this.
Corey Haim played a badass?
Well,
Yeah, I don't ever remember him playing a badass.
He's got a super soaker.
All right, you ready? Because you're really good at this game. Rotten Tomatoes, what do you think the score is for License to Drive? And then I'll do the 00 Kid next.
Okay, the critics are going to give it about a, I'm going to say a 31.
17.
17, okay. I thought I should go lower, but it's kind of likable. I mean, I'm going to say the audience gives it a 54.
61.
61, okay.
Hey, everybody loves it. At least 61%. All right, the 00 Kid.
I have no idea. I haven't seen it. I have to see it to give the proper guess.
There is no...
Brandon can guess.
Okay, you guess, Brandon.
Okay, it's probably around the same. I'd say critics gave it a 10, and I think that the people that enjoyed it, audience gave it like a 38.
What would you give it, Brandon?
God, I haven't seen it in so long.
You remember the Super Soaker with the gasoline?
That was the
though.
Lasting
so
impression
geeked.
I got was that one scene. Because it made
That's
me want to fill my
60?
Super Soaker with gasoline. I almost got killed because of that
movie. Influenced you.
Yeah. I would probably give it a 50%. I think I watched the whole thing.
All right.
The audience score is a 14. The critics gave it a not applicable. There weren't enough critic scores.
Damn it. That was the worst reference ever.
Wait, what? You were telling me about another movie. What was the really bad movie you saw that you loved? You know what I'm talking about?
I loved it.
It was like a monster-type movie. Mm. Oh, boy. It wasn't that long ago. Whatever. I'm just questioning your choice in kid movies when you were younger. Maybe the early 90s is that bad kid movies.
I would just love any movie I could get, any VHS I could find.
There was this big 80s movie category, and I was just going, oh, my God, I could see that. I could see that. I could see that. I could see that. Like St. Elmo's Fire
Great
and
movie.
About Last Night.
Yep.
And... 16 candles,
yeah,
and
Breakfast Club,
Pretty in Pink, Breakfast Club,
awesome.
Yeah,
Ghostbusters
is funny, kinda.
That the list. Have you ever looked at the list of movies from 1984? They're all phenomenal.
Is Purple Rain that year too?
It might have been.
It might be.
Let's see,
84, 85.
There's only way to look it up.
Purple Rain is a great
84
movie.
Had the Terminator.
I think it had Gremlins too.
Yeah, it did. Gremlins and Ghostbusters and Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
See? Amadeus.
Beverly Hills Cop. And
Spinal Tap. Tap! Karate Kid, 16 Candles, Red Dawn.
Red Dawn, Revenge of the Nerds.
I mean, that might be the greatest year in cinematic history.
Police Academy. Yeah.
Dune.
Footloose. Footloose. Romancing the Stone, another awesome one.
I've looked this up before because I was born in 84, so I always wanted to see, like, what was the best movie or song when I was...
Splash. I don't know how you pick a best movie out of all these.
What about Chud?
Chud.
The NBC Chud.
I don't even know what Chud
is. I don't even know Chud.
It's a horror movie. The Muppets in Manhattan.
Conan the Destroyer, Purple Rain. There you go.
Yep, yeah. Bachelor Party.
Awesome.
There were some good flicks.
This is the greatest year. Muppets Take Manhattan.
And the Tigers won the World Series, too.
84 is the best.
You know, I don't know why. Wait, let's see. What's my reference point here? For some reason, the other day, I realized that Prince had covered. What is it? Was it a Sheryl Crow song? Every Day is a Winding Road?
Well, didn't he write it or something? Or?
I don't think he wrote it. I think she wrote it. And I think he sings it with her, too. Oh, she was on Stern.
Okay,
Sheryl Crow was on Stern, and she was talking about doing Every Day is a Winding Road with Prince.
They did it live.
Cool. Sheryl with short hair. I don't think I like it.
I like her so much more now than I did then.
I've always liked her.
I never really cared for the music, but now I got a better respect for it.
I like her music. I feel like I'm soft for liking it, but I do. I just do. And she's a cool chick.
I'm gonna fast forward until when Prince comes out.
I've never seen her without a guitar in her hand. That's kind of weird. I'm freaking out.
Well, here's Prince, and he's got a guitar in his hand.
I don't know. saw that before, but it was weird hearing her talk about it because apparently he liked the song so much he called her, which seemed weird. I just can't
picture. Was she in the car behind him
calling somebody?
Song on the radio?
Maybe. No, that's known as Olsening.
Oh, okay.
<It's
Olsening. laughs>
That's right. Let's see what this one is. This might be a studio recorded version. Ooh,
Ooh, he's making it his own.
Yeah. I don't think I want him to make it his own.
Remix.
I like the original version, I gotta say.
It's a good song.
Yeah! Why does he make it his own? Isn't that weird? I mean, you never compare these two artists. No. Prince is so much larger, and yet... There's a lot of Prince songs that are misses to me, but the hits are so big.
Yeah.
Hit Prince again.
That was a hit.
Huge.
That hook's kind of cool.
Missing some why?
Oh, he turned it into a Prince funk fest.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I don't know if I wanted it to be that.
Prince, you're missing some P. Why?
I tell you what, that Prince never missed pussy.
Okay. So,
oh man, I love the fact that you saw License to Drive.
I enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was really good movie. It was like, why am I actually watching every second of this movie?
It's
it was
so
very
silly.
Strange.
Don't you love the drunk old man at the end?
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool.
You don't know what's going to happen to the car.
There was nothing in the movie I didn't like. It was a killer movie. Hey, do you think Alan Dershowitz is going down in the Jeffrey Epstein?
It certainly sounds like it.
Have you read much about
this?
And
with Prince Albert.
Or yeah, Prince
Albert?
Albert's
is it Prince
name.
Albert?
Yeah, he seems like, it's funny because
why is there a Prince Albert?
Trump and Clinton seems to me.
It's Andrew, isn't it?
Prince Andrew, yes.
Hey, Prince Albert.
It sounds to me like Trump knows him. I don't know how he knows him. It's never really been explained. And Trump made some comment about how, yes, he likes very young girls. I've noticed that about him. Mm-hmm. Which was, you know, seems like a fairly honest quote.
Odd thing to say.
But Bill Clinton traveled with him on, he's been in Epstein's private plane 26 times. Yeah. Now, I don't know what's going on. Clinton doesn't seem like a pedophile to me.
Wait, isn't this the flight where we were really
Yes,
curious?
Chris Tucker's
yeah.
on it.
Yeah. There's a third
Clinton,
person.
Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein, and there's a fourth person who makes
Spacey?
More sense.
Yeah,
Spacey,
I think it was Kevin
that's
Spacey.
Right. It was Spacey. That doesn't make sense.
Why would those four people ever be together?
That's so weird. It almost seems like it's some child-related thing.
Yes, yes, it does.
Four people so diverse. But I've never thought that Bill Clinton or Donald Trump were a pedophile, but they clearly know this guy, and you have to wonder if their influence isn't somehow used. They're both incredibly powerful. In 2008 or whenever this happened, Clinton would have been the most powerful by far, but nonetheless, it's very strange. Alan Dershowitz,
ironically,
on the
other hand, by the way, you know David Boies, who didn't he represent Clinton?
Yes, he did.
You know, he represents like the main accuser.
Yes.
Which is kind of intriguing.
Who is accusing Alan Dershowitz.
Yeah.
And, you know, that Jeffrey Epstein basically passed off people. He loaned girls to Alan Dershowitz and to other men. And it seems that Prince Andrew and Alan Dershowitz get mentioned when they're talking about this. Now, Alan Dershowitz is spending... What do you want to say, Brandon?
Sorry to interject. I'm just real quick on David Boies. So are you saying he's representing...
girls that were victims of Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, good. Because the last I heard of Boies, he was representing Theranos, yep. And I was very angry with him.
Exactly. Yeah, he also was representing Harvey Weinstein at one time.
And he seems like he is an absolute bulldog.
He is a bulldog. And that is why...
He's been neutered a little bit recently. But
Alan Dershowitz has filed four separate lawsuits to get him separated from this case.
Yep.
Because he knows that he's not going to take any shit from Alan Dershowitz. Who, by the way, I've noticed, as the more I read about this case, he parses all these little things that are incorrect, or he's always claiming these girls are perjuring themselves. Mm. Now, these girls were molested by Jeffrey Epstein. There's really no question about that. So why is this attorney constantly badgering these victims?
It's a great question.
Why is that? Because he keeps begging them. You know, he'll say something like, I never did anything with this girl. I've never even met her, and I dare her to sue me.
She did.
I know. But it's just interesting. He takes a super aggressive stance. These people are victims. I mean, they are. There's no,
there's over
really no debate about it. So why is he so aggressive, and why is he? I mean, he seems to me he's about as animated about fighting.
He's got something to hide. 2,000 pages of material. I don't know when that part comes out.
Yeah, and
those are almost
things,
two separate issues.
All of the other people who are supposedly involved in this, somehow it all got sealed. And I thought, why are they sealing? Why do the other people get sealed? How do they get sealed up in this? Are they people who are on the outside, you know, powering this agreement?
Yeah.
And so they get sealed up too? I mean, something just stinks so bad about this, and I'm dying to know what it is.
Well, now we know why Alan Dershowitz supports Trump so much now. Just kidding.
Well, how much
I think
he,
those are independent of
how much
other.
Has he done for Trump?
Oh, he's very vocal in his support for him regarding the Mueller report. But I regretted making the joke because I don't think those two things are really connected.
That's right.
Thank you.
Well, I'll stick to Epstein. But I'm just really intrigued by this story. I want to know more, and I want to interview the Miami Herald reporter too.
Julie Brown is the writer, and those stories are amazing. And she has a nice – if you don't like to read, she has a nice video that lays out who's who and how they connect to them.
I might have to watch that because it was a long, long article.
Yeah.
And there's another long article to talk about too. But first, Brandon, how far are we?
An hour and a half.
See, I'm off my game completely. I have no idea what's happening.
Your game is way off.
game is off.
I guess
I just want to point out too that's Huel reading LOL and adding the laughter, I believe, because I think the text was originally.
Oh, is that what that was?
I think their text was my game is off. LOL. So that's Huel laughing out loud.
I was going to get into the corporate part of the show.
Thank you.
And I guess I could combine Nike with Starbucks, but I'll start with Starbucks because it's a newer story. Six officers left a Tempe Starbucks because they were asked to get out of the line of sight of a woman who said she was triggered by the officers or leave. And I guess they chose to leave. And this is the crazy thing was, you know, when I first saw the story and I start. Of course, Twitter is the first place. There's people supporting the Starbucks going,
well, that's the...
Yeah, what's wrong with that? And there's people who are angry at people who are starting this dump Starbucks thing.
Lord.
Because you didn't care about the two guys in Philadelphia. And I thought, well, that's really interesting. We're comparing two people in Philadelphia who didn't want to buy anything. And the Starbucks manager called the police, and they said they were waiting for their friend for whatever reason, which was deemed wrong.
It was a meeting.
They were arrested. And
well, that was the dumb part of that story, being arrested.
I mean, yeah, it was dumb to arrest them. I thought it was dumb to fight about not ordering anything, too. It's, you know, they're sitting at a table. But then Starbucks, of course, came out afterwards and said, anybody can come to Starbucks. Anybody, anytime. You don't have to buy anything.
I met with Eli the other day. He didn't buy anything when we were at Starbucks.
He didn't. Oh. Well, you don't have to. So here are six police officers. I always thought it was good to have police officers in your business. That's a great thing.
That's what I was telling you. We always gave them free coffee or pop at McDonald's because you want them coming in or out. You want them strolling in.
But they're buying things.
Yeah, I know.
And they're telling them to leave.
Pretty stupid. This is the first thing I thought of. You always talk about how you want that picture of that person on the cover of the paper.
Yes,
the next day.
I
want the picture not of the Starbucks employee. I want the picture of the person
that was triggered.
So fucking triggered.
I do too.
And then I want that person's record ran.
I couldn't agree more.
Because honestly, if you're first off, I don't believe so. I just think they're a shit starter.
Absolutely. No, somebody just hates cops.
Yeah,
because
if
whatever
you're
reason.
That triggered, leave. You leave.
Well, anyway,
this yourself, you pussy.
This is just so stupid. And immediately when I found out that, oh my God, there's people on the side of the triggered person that done to me that, you know what? It just doesn't matter what happens. There's always someone on each side.
10%
There's always two sides. Yeah. Always. Always. Doesn't matter how dumb it is.
Actually, this one seems less than 10% on the one side, though.
Yeah, I think probably. But as I started to read about it, I saw one post and I'm like, oh, okay, this is the excuse for this. And it was that this family that was leaving the dollar store that was shaken down by the Phoenix police, which is nearby.
That's
nearby. It's not Tempe, but it's Phoenix. And
are you saying it was that woman?
No, it wasn't that woman.
Because that's maybe the only person.
That woman was pregnant, and her daughter had shoplifted a doll. And by the way, her husband had shoplifted underwear, too, which he threw out of the vehicle when the police were behind him. And I'm not saying they deserve to be yelled at the way they were. It was, I don't know, it's hard to understand why cops are triggered by something so small.
I know, but I know that you have to respond to every shoplifting call, but really? The dollar store? You're talking about $2 of merchandise.
No, it was a dumb... You know, well, this is the problem.
I know they have to, but you know,
Starbucks,
you're talking about $1 Barbie and a $1 pair of underwear? That seems
ludicrous. Well, the thing is, you know, the cops go to Starbucks, too, and they're called there. In a lot of these cases, you know, the cops are called. The guy, the case in, I think it was Sacramento, that was such a big deal, and the community was
That's the end of those underwears.
Was so livid because that guy was shot. The father of two, who, by the way, didn't see his kids.
Yeah,
you know, father of two, but he didn't see his kids. He was staying at his grandmother's because he didn't work and he had a record and he had a lot of problems. And the police shot him because he was in a shooting position holding his phone. Mm-hmm. And it was very strange. It almost seemed like suicide by cop.
Yes.
So anyway.
But those police didn't. They didn't really know what did they know about him?
They knew he'd broken into cars.
They were looking for a very, very bad person. The thing with the Barbie dolls, they're looking for a little girl who shoplifts at a Barbie doll.
No, I know. It's not
incomparable.
Really, it's not a good comparison, except that the cops are called. I'm just saying that when the cops show up sometimes, I don't think people realize. In that case, the guy broke into cars, and he also was trying to break into someone's house.
Yeah.
And he was in his grandmother's backyard when they shot him. But it all started with three different people calling 911 saying there's a man with a crowbar breaking into my car and he's trying to break into someone's house now.
They don't have the benefit of hindsight.
No, they don't. They don't, and they don't always have the full story, too. And sometimes people screw with the police. And, you know, anyway.
Go ahead.
Just going forward with this, I start reading about this guy and the pregnant girl and the girl with the doll and the guy stealing the underwear. And the story's a little deeper than.
Yeah, that's the end of those underwears.
It's a little deeper than the way I originally understood the story. There's still really, it's not a good look for the police. And the Phoenix police chief was.
It was a black female.
Yeah, very upset about it. Yeah, and it's a diverse police force. Mm-hmm. But in addition to this week someone put out a video of the guy who stole the underwear, the father. Who's suing Phoenix police for $10 million now.
Uh-huh.
He was arrested for a DUI last year in 2018, and when they try to cuff him, he kicks the cop in the balls, rolls around on the street with him, and tries to grab his gun, and then...
Wait, this is last year. Yeah.
And then proceeds to be the most annoying arrestee possibly ever, yelling. He's lying on the ground. He's not following commands, and he's yelling... like
arresting me for what?
What did I do? What did I do?
I thought this was America. Huh? Isn't this America? I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
I mean, this guy is yelling. He's obviously bombed off his ass. But anyway,
Looks like he learned his lesson.
This is.
I mean, compared to the next second arrest, he learned to just comply.
People were very pissed that this video got put out. Because I think they were suggesting that the police got it put out somehow. I don't know. But anyway, this is what happens when you start diving into these stories.
Part of a case. It's part of a case.
Well, she's probably triggered by the family in Phoenix.
Come on. That is an unbelievable leap to say that that person was triggered by the other
one. I thought so, too.
Now, the other thing I thought of when I saw this story is, hey, whatever happened to Howard Schultz running for president?
I don't know. I haven't heard his name since I saw him in 60 Minutes.
Exactly. 60 Minutes launched. Well, I think the phrase they used or he used was he was exploring the possibility of launching a campaign.
I see here that he is taking a detour from exploring his 2020 candidacy while recovering from back surgery.
Because everybody saw that 60 Minutes piece and laughed at you. It's like, get out of here, Schultz.
Okay, so the question is, why did Starbucks sensitivity class not go far enough?
It's only 2 hours. You can't teach sensitivity in two hours.
Will they have some kind of sensitivity class for the police that were thrown out of Starbucks? Are they going to shut down again?
It's so stupid.
Because I have a feeling that six police won't really matter to Starbucks as much as two customers not buying anything.
Well, they did issue an apology.
And the
Will they shut down the whole chain for some kind of sensitivity training? Because throwing six police out of your business seems pretty. I think your management is pretty off when you do that.
But it's weird. The union that tweeted about it and started the dump Starbucks, they later said they didn't blame Starbucks. They blamed the one employee.
Well, it's. I think in the other case, you could blame the other employee too.
Of course, it's not honestly a corporate structure that does it when these people are paid. I mean, I know Starbucks is better than someplace, but it's still a retail.
I'm wondering where all this
service job
in the end, where all this leaves Starbucks, because I didn't know. You know, it's funny when that whole thing came up with Maz. I did not know so many people hated Starbucks. I thought, well, that's really weird. I had no idea so many people hate Starbucks, and now it seems. There's a lot of people that hate Starbucks, and I noticed in a lot of the, and Twitter's a terrible example, but people have a lot to say about Starbucks for a lot of different reasons. Mm-hmm. And
I got to tell you, they have one of the best inventions ever, the FaceTime drive-thru, where you can see the person taking your order.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, it's the one on Woodward has. It's crazy.
Well, I admit I'm a huge Starbucks customer. I go there all the time, and I'm not, and I
doubt. Because they're everywhere, though.
I doubt this will cross my mind the next time I go to Starbucks, but the Starbucks that Matt and I go to is generally, and we go in the morning, so I guess this is when this happens. Mm-hmm. All these homeless people take up all the good seats.
Yeah.
And, you know, that homeless couple were making out, and then they got in a fight.
Hot. think of the makeup sex then, after that fight.
There was also, then there was also the homeless guy who was drunk and fell asleep in very close to the lap of the woman sitting across from me from Fifth Third Bank.
And that one guy who tripped and fell into the girl's back.
That was Drew.
That wasn't homeless.
Yeah, I wasn't homeless. Yeah, and I wonder, is that why they nailed the tables down, which caused... I should sue Starbucks for nailing the tables down.
They'd give a lawsuit, actually. They would just settle with you.
Yeah, probably. But I don't, you know, I don't know if people really, does it really matter? I mean, maybe it just makes Starbucks, puts them in the news more often. I don't know.
There's got to be someone out there that can explain this to me. I don't understand the appeal of working at a Starbucks, like on your computer or studying. I don't, or a coffee shop in general. I don't get that. Because there were a lot of people there the other day working on their computer.
They're always doing that. At the Royal Oak Starbucks, there's always people working there. And by the way, they're on the opposite end from the homeless people.
Well, they need to mix them up so they can give them some job training.
Some people can't afford internet. They don't buy it. And so they use those places.
They can't afford internet.
But if you're a student if you're a student, you'd think you'd have a library. Or if you're doing business, you would think
it's pretty quiet in there generally.
I guess. It just seems odd. It seems distracting.
So... then there's Nike with the Betsy Ross flag shoes.
And I tell you, Nike's genius again.
Yeah, I want to poke a hole in this, and I'm not even sure there's a hole there.
Goddamn shoes!
I don't understand how this happens that Colin Kaepernick just nixes this shoe. Colin Kaepernick is paid a lot of money by Nike. Mm-hmm. Okay, wouldn't Colin Kaepernick contact Nike and say, hey, I don't think this is cool? Or wouldn't, why wouldn't, if Colin Kaepernick runs Nike, why wouldn't they ask him? Is he mad because they didn't run it by him first? Or, you know, that's what I was trying to figure out. How did this happen? Because why did Nike come out and say, Colin Kaepernick nixed this shoe?
I don't know. Did he tweet about it or did...
He's paid by Nike a lot of money. Why would he just tweet about it? Seems to me that's a fucked up thing to do. I mean, not to mention a lot of people think it's fucked up anyway because, you know, they feel that this was a cool shoe, or they don't think there's anything wrong with it, or they're tired of Colin Kaepernick. He's already in charge of Super Bowl halftime for the end of time.
I mean, that's a whole other issue. Like, why is it so? Why is that flag so bad? The Betsy Ross.
Well, flag. You could say that about anything.
Exactly.
Really,
No, I know.
So, I mean,
it's not the Confederate, it's not the Confederate flag.
You know what it reminds me of?
It's our first flag.
We did a tour of Berlin when I was there, and there was nothing about World War II.
Yeah.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
They outlawed the symbol.
It's a German thing. You wouldn't understand.
The swastika.
But, I mean, like, we drove by a church, and there was all this, there was a lot of damage to the church, and they talked about the church, and then somebody next to me said, see all that damage over there, and yeah. that's from World War II. And I was like, well, why can't the tour guide tell me that?
Yeah.
But they're very sensitive, and they, I don't know, I didn't realize Germany was so PC. Oh, of course, it's the Nazis. I mean, it was kind of a bummer. I guess it's not something you're going to play up. But,
quite an understatement.
And I don't hold my German tour guide responsible for Hitler.
No.
I really don't.
Yeah. Somebody does.
I guess.
You know, someone does.
What confuses me about the Betsy Ross flag shoes, and specifically how Kaepernick, quote-unquote, nixed the idea, was that he personally felt that white supremacists today are using that flag. I'm unaware of that.
Now, wait a second. I thought he said that it just reminds us of a time when slavery existed. And then other people piled in and said, yeah, some white supremacists do use that flag now, which...
You know,
okay, fuck them.
Since when? When? I've never seen that flag used. You know what the fuck?
You gotta
do
go
I
to
know?
More meetings.
I guess so.
But that's the thing: is every single thing that these small white supremacy groups are using, it seems that we're just giving it to them, and we have to nix it, and we have to just completely 86 it.
Yeah, because Theo Epstein will have shivers through his body if he sees that Epstein. Flag.
I forgot about Theo Epstein.
Yeah, I tweeted that out, and I swear I couldn't believe how many people mentioned Theo Epstein.
Was that a Cubs affiliate that had the – didn't they, somebody take a shot at Kaepernick, some minor league team?
Yeah, they
yes,
apologized,
they did.
Too.
Wasn't that a Cubs affiliate?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's sending shivers up his spine. By the way, did you see how much stock is up for Nike after the whole shit?
Yeah, I heard it was up. I just didn't – I don't know exactly how much.
$3 billion, and now that shoe is worth $2,500.
Yeah.
Okay. So wait, why? Aren't you a bad person if you buy that shoe, though?
I don't.
How do you buy the shoe?
It's not.
I thought it wasn't available.
Well, no, they made some.
Yeah, and there's some online.
That's the thing. Now the scarcity part of it, people want it.
Well, but who makes the money on it?
Well, whoever owns it. I mean,
okay, then you're making money on the backs of slaves.
Goddamn shoes.
You know, the backs of sweatshop slaves.
That's another thing.
No, yeah, okay. Thank you for bringing that up, because I was going to bring that up. Why is it that no one cares that sweatshops are making all these products? If we're so worried about this flag being on the Nike.
They did. This isn't 1992 anymore.
No, this isn't 1992, but in 2001 is the last year they reported the wages of their employees. And in 2001, they were making about $74 a month. If you were in Cambodia, you could move to Cambodia and make $82 a month. And from what I read, because I started reading about this morning, Nike simply says that there are some factories that are not in compliance, but 68% of them are. So just trust us. We don't release those numbers anymore. They don't tell you what they pay their labor.
Crazy.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Shoes. You know why nobody complains about it? Because they don't want to pay $400 for a pair of shoes.
So why is Colin Kaepernick not more angry about that? Because honestly, I think that's a far more interesting issue.
Because
he's
a nationalist. He cares about this country.
Were these specific shoes
and Super Bowl halftime
in the Arizona plant or whatever? What's going on with Arizona?
Well, now, this is the part of the story that actually pisses me off. The governor of Arizona threatening to close that plant. But I love that
he's not giving Nike incentives.
Yeah, but the mayor of
by the way, why should anyone give Nike incentives?
Well, everybody
doesn't Nike make enough fucking money?
I'll tell you why. Because
I know, but isn't this getting ridiculous?
Sure, but it's going to keep happening if people want the factories nearby them. That's why I like that the mayor of is it Goodrich, Arizona, was like, "Screw that governor. He has no say over this. We still want." And she's a Republican. She's like, "We still want that factory here because it means jobs and it helps our economy."
Yeah, kind of like the Amazon thing in New York.
In other words, things that really matter.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Not grandstanding.
Nice one,
Brandon.
But here's why these incentives make me crazy. Because people are moving from one point in the U.S. to another point in the U.S., mm-hmm. and then they pay no taxes for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So guess what? Every time I turn around, our tax dollars pay for nothing.
Oh, no.
They don't pay for roads. They don't pay for schools. They don't pay for, you know, you got all these schools that you know, they can supply nothing, and the teachers pay for them, or You know, or they have millages because the school can't support sports teams or art programs or whatever. And our roads suck. Our infrastructure sucks. There isn't money for anything. Yet every time we turn around, somebody is moving from New York to California or from Nebraska to Chicago, and they're paying no taxes.
Sure.
So how does this? Are we ever going to have enough tax dollars? Illinois, by the way, is going completely broke.
Well, maybe the federal government should not allow it. But then again, how do you tell a state or a city or municipality not to give a tax break? I mean, good luck.
I'm going off subject here, but it just makes me crazy when you see, Nike's moving and getting a big tax break. Oh, great.
So,
great for the people in Goodrich, but not so great for the people where they just left.
Cambodia?
Just kidding. I don't even know where they're moving.
I'm sure they were here.
I'm surprised they have a factory. It would even want to make a shoe in Goodrich. They're making a shoe there?
I don't know what the factory is that they're doing there. I really don't.
They're probably stamped Nike on the shoes made in Cambodia.
Or they probably all come in there and they say, okay, send these there. Just, it's a warehouse. The shoes had been shipped out to like Foot Locker stores, retail stores. And then they went, okay, we want them back. So that's why some people probably
kept some. Hey, Brandon, can you look up, how did Colin Kaepernick inform Nike? Because honestly, I felt like Nike.
Why do we know that?
Yeah,
if they
that's what I'm wondering. Yeah. Because if Colin Kaepernick
sounds like a conspiracy.
That's what I'm getting at. If he just tweeted this out, then I would say, what kind of a fucking Nike paid person making millions of dollars are you? And if they told us that, why did they tell us that? That's to sell shoes.
Yep.
They're using slavery to sell shoes.
Yeah, someone should tell Kaepernick.
Well, apparently the NAACP has previously denounced this flag, including in 2016 when a Michigan chapter associated with it used it. A militia group used it.
But that's one example.
Let's see. I'm just wondering, is Kaepernick in their brain tree?
Meetings?
Yeah, the meetings for...
Why didn't they ask Colin Kaepernick first before they made the shoe?
Okay.
They're really that clueless. Nike, this incredibly woke company who wants little boys to want to be Megan Rapinoe in their next commercial. They really have no idea.
They are in the business of selling shoes and apparel, period.
I'm just trying
to... That sure is a mystery.
Just pointing it out. It seems a little weird to me.
This here just says that Colin Kaepernick sent Nike a message and complained about the flag. It flew during an era in which slavery was in practice, and others have rebuked it in the past because of its connection to anti-black extremist groups, which I had no idea. I look at that flag and I see, hey, Betsy, she made that one. She sewed it up herself.
What? By the way, that reminds me. Why is Stephen Curry's hat okay? Have you seen his hat?
Oh, Steph Curry?
Yeah. Why is
that
hat okay?
Well,
but that's KKK. Did you know that this has been adopted also? The three fingers?
Well, he's taking it back. Which is good because I like to use
it. Taking
like
it back. Then why can't the guy at the Cubs game take back the upside down OK sign?
Because he doesn't shoot three pointers very well.
Yep. He didn't splash a three.
So can I wear the Stephen Curry hat?
Can you hit a three pointer? Stephen Curry. Who's the
Stephon Curry. I'm sorry.
Stephon
Curry.
That's his name.
That's the guy who was on SNL. Stephon Curry. Yeah, you can wear the hat.
I can wear the hat.
Can you hit a three-pointer?
It's a white supremacy sign.
You have to make
a
three-pointer before you're allowed to wear the hat.
I'm sure I could make one if I try long enough. But how can
contextual.
I wear that hat?
Is this taking back?
And that's just the thing, Drew, is that is not a white supremacy symbol to me. The Betsy Ross flag is not a white supremacist flag to me. However, when one small minute group gets to use it, you don't give it to them. Just ignore them and continue using your
flag. But how many times can Theo Epstein have shivers go through his body before, the Cubs fall apart?
So after the images of the shoe was posted, when they were posted online, that's when Kaepernick reached out to
them.
So I don't
know
why
did they have
know,
to
though.
Tell us that? Because it seems to me all they're doing is they're driving hate to Colin Kaepernick.
It's divisive.
And they're selling their shit.
Yeah. I don't know.
And the Curry hat, I don't get it.
Yeah. Well.
Was he just not know?
It's his trademark.
I'm not sure about
that. But that's KKK.
It's not KKK.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I read about it.
You might have read about it.
It's been adopted.
It's not.
And so is this.
It's the OK sign. And if you flip it upside down and put it by your balls, you get to punch somebody when they look at it.
No, because that puts shivers down Theo Epstein's
body. No, that's only when
body.
You do it behind a black person during a baseball game.
Okay.
Oh, is it because of the...
It's so weird.
Is that why?
Oh, my God, it's so weird.
Well, that was a big part of it because it was behind Doug Glanville.
Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but plus, so if it had been a white reporter,
plus they also
he could have played the stupid game.
That story.
Well, if he had it on his body below his waist, too.
That story only blew up because what had happened that day, the Cubs owner had those emails. Yeah. And they just brought back Addison Russell.
Yeah, but they didn't do anything about the owner.
And that day, they just brought back Addison Russell, who had, you know, punched out.
So why are they
wife.
Picking on the stupid guy making that game sign?
Because he was the distraction. He was the distraction from the Cubs owner's
easy.
Email.
So we're all so everyone is so dumb. They go, "Oh, the emails don't matter. It's the guy making the sign behind Doug Glanville."
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah,
oh,
Drew, you're right.
We're not that dumb.
Oh yeah, people are. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What got more talk online on Twitter? That guy or the emails?
Right.
I don't know. I see more people saying how stupid that is than
sure.
Thank you, Theo.
Sure, but the noise is.
Yep.
That guy's racist. I don't like him. As opposed to this, you know, guy with a lot of money who buys it. Now you have to read emails, and it's just
it creates a different dialogue.
It's easier,
you know, kind of like when the Tigers.
I guess if everyone's that stupid, it works.
Kind of like when the Tigers decide to extend Al Avila when Mario Mpemba and Dave Dombrowski and JD and Porcello all come back, and it's a holiday weekend. You just kind of bury it, create a different dialogue type of thing.
So how does Curry distract people from the KKK sign on his hat?
It's not the KKK sign. It's, I just hit a three-pointer, here's my sign.
No, that's not how it works.
And Under Armour is behind it.
So Nike...
Under Armour?
Yeah, that's...
Under Armour's okay with it, too?
Yeah, a bunch of racists.
Jeez.
So here's more about Kaepernick thing. The company didn't send him the shoe to approve because he is not part of its release, and that the athletes only have a say in products that bear their name.
Then why does he have a say in this product? Why don't they just make him the head of Nike?
Why don't they just
run all things by Colin Kaepernick?
He saw the design, and he went to Nike, and it sounded like at first they were kind of like, huh? Like they didn't even really understand it. If this
now,
is what
come
you believe,
on, Nike cannot be that clueless. And produce these woke commercials?
You don't think, well, I mean, that's their marketing.
You mean tell me marketing's not involved in a shoe?
Well, I don't know if the advertising agency that does their ads do.
Okay.
And another thing with Stephen Curry's thing is.
By the way, wait, one more thing, sorry. The release of this shoe was so limited that it's really easy to go, we want them all back. I mean, it's a limited edition shoe. So there isn't much risk to eating.
I still don't understand.
It's an easy decision.
Why would you mention Colin Kaepernick? I don't understand why his name.
Because they made a lot of money last time they mentioned Colin Kaepernick.
But they're pulling the shoe back.
Yeah, now they've made it more valuable.
Yeah,
and people
they know who their audience is.
Oh, they'll sell it.
But that's what I mean. It's a limited release, so the cost. Look, if they made $3 billion in stock because their stock went up, you think that shoe cost $3 billion to make and put out?
Goddamn shoes.
Yeah.
I think we're almost and giving them too much credit.
Colin
to come
Kaepernick
up with
should,
genius.
Why doesn't Colin Kaepernick just say every shoe is bad? If it's all about the stock price, well,
because then nobody will believe that.
And then come out with one where he finally says this one's the best. Everyone get it.
I like this guy's comment, Peter Ansoff. Listen to who this guy is, the president of the North American Vexillological Association, a group that studies historical and modern day flags.
Cool.
He says, he didn't even know about this. This is the first I've heard about this flag. This is a new one. That's his quote. This is a new one. He said of the flag, it's commonly today, is an emblem of the American Revolution. Duh.
If you don't love it, leave it. USA, number one.
By the way, kind of an ugly shoe. Did you see Donald Trump Jr.'s tweet?
No. What, did he tweet about the shoe?
Maybe this is the shoe Nike should put out next. And it was a white shoe with a red Nike swoosh. And I believe the hammer crossing over it, like the hammer and the sickle.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Both Nike and him, they know what their audience is. I think it's an ugly shoe, by the way. You think that shoe's ugly?
I don't know. I wasn't really. I wasn't going to buy it.
Wasn't
I don't
either.
Even buy Nikes, to be honest. I'm not a Nike fan.
I don't own any Nike.
I mean, I don't hate Nike because of Colin Kaepernick. I just don't like their shoes.
Yeah. I own zero Nike.
I don't buy a lot of shoes that are really expensive.
You didn't buy big baller shoes?
What a statement.
Well, I mean, some shoes you see for hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and if I see one over, you know, $60, I go, ooh, I don't know about that. I've been wearing these same damn flip-flops, and I get made fun of them because
real men don't wear flip-flops.
Whatever.
I'm wrong, flip-flops.
Well, these are sandals. Flip-flops. I guess they're not flip-flops.
Sandals?
Yeah. Right here? See
that? Ew, gross.
Yeah, they stink, but...
So, also, early last week, Kevin Dietz resigned from Channel 4 here.
Yeah.
Over. This is funny. This is the worst combination of circumstances that could have possibly taken place because he made a joke that was at a conference in Houston,
mm-hmm.
and it was about cutting the black guy out of a picture. You know, I got to look up the story because
the group in the picture was everybody that worked in the investigation unit of Channel 4. And so he made that joke that because I assume that he was the only black guy in the group.
But I did not understand the joke, by the way.
What do you mean?
I don't understand Kevin's joke.
Well, we don't know the context, but I think I assume the joke is he's the only black guy there. So, we got to cut out the black guy.
Why would you cut out the black guy?
Because he was the only one.
Well, attending a social event during the conference, we took a WDIA team photo. I jokingly said to the group, we're probably going to have to crop the black reporter out of the photo. According to Dietz, the intent of the statement was to acknowledge the challenge it's been for his company and other companies to achieve a diversity goal. He said he approached it through humor, but the station has a zero-tolerance policy on racially insensitive comments, and they determined, despite the intent and context of my statement, that it violated the policy. Wait, why would you say crop the black guy out of the photo? Because you're acknowledging the challenge it's been for your company and other companies to achieve a diversity goal. That joke is so complicated, I can't even follow it.
Yeah. No.
Did anyone laugh at this joke?
I think it was probably off. So,
I mean, really, doesn't it sound like...
I wonder if...
Did he really mean all this stuff in this... Oh, I know.
I mean, that's what I heard. I don't know if that's public knowledge.
But, I mean... I don't know. What is cropping him out? I thought there were, like, too many black people in the picture or something. And he was suggesting that to make it more diverse, you'd crop the one black guy out.
With his setup, the punchline should be cropping himself out because he's the white guy.
Yes. Yeah. He's so concerned about the company reaching its diversity goals, yeah. Which is interesting that he would...
Hey, that's a good one.
I don't think it was his best comedic moment,
no.
In my opinion. But then he also points out that there was alcohol served at the conference.
So it was it, okay.
And he had a little incident in 2013 that...
No, wait. I'm not finished holding my sides.
How do you get hired from being fired for making a racist joke and for being too much of a drinker? I mean, that seems like a really hard thing to rally back from.
Well,
I like Kevin. I think he did good work. And he goes on to say that he's, you know, this reporter said he wasn't offended, that Kevin has been helpful to him in his career.
And that right there is the part that pisses me off. If that guy's not offended, why are other people offended? Because it sounded like it was the water cooler talk when they got back.
But if it's in a group setting and there's many people who've heard it. You know.
But was somebody offended by it? If the subject wasn't, I don't get that.
This is what happens all the time, though. White people get offended on behalf of other people.
Yeah.
And half the time you find out, the other people aren't even that offended. It's like the Virginia governor and the blackface thing. And they surveyed people, and all these white people, he's fired, get rid of him. I think it was like 60%. And then you survey black people, and the percentage is much lower.
I think we've come to find out in the last few years that black people are way more forgiving.
Well,
don't they seem
it seems like all minorities
forgiving.
Are more forgiving, generally speaking. I don't know, there's all these, you know, righteous people. Where did we get like this? I mean, everyone wants to wag their finger.
I know. I just feel
I cannot believe this became water cooler talk, this dumb joke.
Yeah, well, the conversation was probably, did anybody get Kevin's joke?
But really, you're going to sit around talking about this when you come back to Detroit days later? whatever. Maybe there's, I mean, maybe well, we're they, getting a, I'm assuming that I'm getting a very limited view well, of well, what
you,
happened.
You
here.
Know you are. I mean, look at the other incident they had with the N-word.
Yeah. Well, but that was someone calling someone the N-word. I mean, that was more certainly more significant than saying, hey, we want to crop him out of the photo.
No, I know, but then you adopt a zero tolerance.
Good one.
It's the joke gets funnier every time you hear it. That's the amazing well,
when
thing.
It has, when it has support from an audience like Michael Scott. Or no, it's not. It's
Brick.
Anchorman.
Yeah, Brick.
I mean...
Good one.
I mean, it gets so silly when he goes into this long explanation of what his joke meant.
I know. Well, then you lose
it's
all
points. Ridiculous.
Then the joke really loses its punch.
The joke really bombs.
It's got to be about a lot more than that. But you know what? They lost a damn good reporter.
Yeah, I'm going to miss him on the roof.
I know.
He was always on the roof doing his reports. He did great White Boy Rick stuff. I mean, yeah.
His podcast. Yeah. Did a great White Boy Rick podcast.
His podcast was huge.
Massive.
I mean, it was huge. It was like top five for a month. And it's not one of those ones that just keeps going and going. It was a binge podcast, like 10 episodes.
Yeah. I know two people that worked with him really closely, and they loved the guy. So, of course, they're white.
I always liked him. He was kind of afraid of us for some reason. I guess because he got in trouble. But honestly, I didn't want to pick on Kevin Dietz. I like Kevin Dietz.
Remember, our listeners were not happy when he did the old golf course bus.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah. He had a couple that were a little picky-uni.
The what?
Good one.
The golf course bus. The strippers on the course with the charity golf
camera.
Outing.
Yeah.
Whose golf outing was it?
I don't know, but wasn't it at the same... course that our Riff golf outing was at?
I think it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of violated guy code, I guess.
There wasn't prostitution.
Does it, and can anyone have any fun anymore, by the way?
No. No one's allowed to have fun. And you can't even have a good joke about cropping someone out of a photo.
Good one. Good one.
I don't know why I thought that was Jim Carrey's voice. That's Michael Scott.
Oh, you know, you said you were watching old movies. You know what movie I caught the last 40 minutes of, and I forgot how fucking good it was, is Me, Myself, and Irene.
Oh, I
saw it too over break. I love that movie.
Yeah.
He is so... I'll say
when he's the alter ego guy, he is absolutely uproariously funny. Everything he says is funny.
He should have won an Oscar just for the last half hour of that movie when he's playing both roles, like fighting.
What's that, Ronnie? Little extra cheese on the taco?
I love Hank. Yeah,
let's turn around and play the back nine.
I love Hank.
Hank is so freaking funny. Oh, my God. I love when he gets pissed at the kid in the restaurant, the little kid.
What are you looking at, four eyes?
So he's really good in that movie.
Oh, he's fantastic.
I forgot about Whitey, too. Remember Whitey?
Yes.
The albino kid who said he killed his parents.
Yeah, Zellweger is good in that movie, too.
Super cute. Is this it? Yeah, Brandon, crank it.
Trying to find the right scene.
Sucking on the milkshake. There's Hank.
What are you staring at, fucker?
You said it.
Want to start me up? Just open the choke and pull the cord bell. I'm due for a size event. You're dancing on the fault line.
Hey, what is your problem, pal?
I got no beef with you. This is between me and the kid.
Stop it!
He started it.
What about the guy? Doesn't the guy throw a cigarette down or something at the gas station? And he gets all good mad one. At him.
Oh, boy. I don't remember that one.
Yeah, and he
that part.
He goes up to him like he's going to beat the shit out of him. And the guy, I think they all beat the shit out of him or they tase him or something.
This is a scene I love here.
Excuse me. Charlie. Hey, you mind if I get ahead of you? I'm in a wicked rush. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
You're a doll. Hey, kids! Over here! Now!
Oh, all this stuff I have.
Play to stay with me. Didn't I play with you? Stop with us now.
when he first loses his shit.
Great face is great.
Yeah, great face is just like Jerry Lewis. And now Hank's out for the first time.
Yeah, that's what brought him out.
Yeah.
Vagiclean.
Vagiclean, huh? What's the matter, honey? Little extra cheese on the taco?
Excuse me?
No, excuse me. There's no tag on this. Press check on Vagiclean, aisle 5. I repeat, press check on Vagiclean, aisle 5. That's Vagiclean. We got a customer down here with a full-on fallopian fungus. She's baking a loaf of bread, and I think it's sourdough. Oh. Put a rush on that.
Hey, big guy. You hear the news? My son Billy got the lead in the high school musical. Well, I guess he likes the cock after all.
Oh, that's a really good flick.
Really funny.
What the hell is going on here?
Well, Hank was coming on to me again.
Hank? Damn it. I'm so sick of that guy. Okay, Hank, come on out here. Let's settle this the old-fashioned way. Come on! I may not be tough, but damn it, I can get good and mad. Come on.
Stop it, man. You're scaring me.
Well, this is after the cheese and the taco line, or the back nine.
I'm not through with you, Buster. I'm not through with you!
Come on!
Oh, screw it. The cow, when he fights himself, it's so ridiculous.
And the cow.
It's really weird. Yeah. Zellweger had some work done on her face, mm-hmm. and she doesn't look like Renee Zellweger anymore.
What did Clark say? She looks like she. Or did you say that she got stung by a bunch of bees?
Mike said she looked like she was burnt. Her face was burned, I think.
Yeah.
She's a burn victim.
Yeah,
and yeah, the bee sting thing, that was the, that was a.
I don't think Jack White liked that comment.
Did, apparently did not like that comment.
Not one bit. I don't know how I got back to it. It's crazy.
How did he hear that?
Someone narked.
I know. What is with this telling on people all the time? I mean, honest to God, why would someone go, Jack, I know Renee is the love of your life at the moment, but did you hear what Drew and Mike said about Renee?
Yeah.
Why would you tell him that? It's only going to piss him off.
Yeah. Why would he care?
And he's not exactly the most level-headed guy all the time.
What? What are you talking about? It's not like he punched somebody. Huh?
Raconteurs.
Yeah.
Are they? Did they play yet?
No, they're coming here. So yeah.
Their album's number one.
Is it?
Yeah. Huh.
Wow, I didn't know that Zellweger was engaged to Jim Carrey too.
Oh yeah.
And was married to Kenny Chesney and Bradley Cooper.
Really?
Wait, what?
She dated Bradley Cooper, too.
Oh, she dated him, okay.
Wow, it sounds like if you're in her on a movie, because yeah, they did a movie
Orbit.
Together.
She's an Orbit chick.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this song. That movie's been playing a lot on the movie channels.
On the HBOs. And
Upside of Bradley Cooper, by the way, is into chicks digging him. He doesn't care if he ever has a guy fan. He only wants chick fans.
Bradley Cooper?
Yes. I think he's one of those guys that if you're in a room with him, he just sees beyond you to the hottest chick. That's the only thing in his orbit.
Well, I was kind of losing my mind because I hate that song, and the movie's ridiculous, but I know, it was nominated and people love it. And I'm like, what am I missing about this? And I was talking to my mom about it. She goes, I don't like that either. I'm like, okay, I guess. My mom doesn't
like it. I think it's
a
chick flick. I do you know any guys who go, I love A Star Is Born?
Yeah, there is, actually I do.
There
know,
are guys that say that.
Yeah, there's a one blog that I read, and this guy loves it. It's a sports
what?
Blog, and this guy thought it was the greatest movie ever.
Was he going? Oh my God, when they sang together, it was so beautiful at the Oscars.
He just thought it should win everything.
Yeah, it was a great voice. You got a little southern. Bradley Cooper.
That whole thing when he sang with her was so stupid.
That movie's so.
Oh my
bad.
God, they're so in love.
And now we know they weren't doing it.
No, that's not a fact, is it?
Huh?
They're not doing it, are they?
They probably did do it.
We think so.
No, we want to think
no,
that.
No, they did.
Chicks want to
no,
think
they
that.
Did.
They probably did, yeah.
That was weird because he had a girlfriend. He had a girlfriend. He had a baby with the girlfriend, and people wanted him to nail Gaga
because of that performance. They were so in love.
Stupid. No, that Gaga was not as hot as the other chick.
Yeah, but you're forgetting, not Drew, that
there can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you. And there can be 100 people in the room
Bradley
and 99 don't
you.
Believe in you. And you just need one to believe in you, and that was him. So you can have 100 people in the room that are watching you and 99 don't believe in you, and one does, and that was him. So, you know, there could be 100 people in the room
funny
and 99
about this?
Don't believe. But all
I would have thought that...
You know, 100 people in the room and 99
I would have thought that Gaga's the kind of person who would not feel the need to repeat a line she thinks is cool over and over again. I would think she's above that, but she's not.
A little more original.
Yes.
Yeah, I also heard that she read a book by Sidney Lumet and that she ate a quart of ice cream every day.
Making movies?
Oh my God.
But just one believes, and it can change your
whole life. By the way, I actually went through, I don't know why I did this. They had this thing, the top 1,000 Instagram accounts.
Oh God.
So I start going through it. And it's like, slutty chick, slutty chick, slutty chick, slutty chick, slutty chick, slutty chick. And there's lots of companies. And then, you know, there's actors, of course, and Obama and, you know, people you'd expect. And like one of the biggest Instagram accounts was Vin Diesel.
Really?
It's like Vin Diesel.
Wait, doesn't he post?
Would you think he would even be in the top 1,000?
No, but doesn't he post like him singing or?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't.
55.6 million followers.
What?
I would have never thought that.
How could, I mean, does that seem possible?
A lot of videos, yeah. Let's see. Here's one.
2 weeks ago, I received an award from Rotten Tomatoes called the Certified Fresh Award.
Oh, congratulations.
For Furious 7.
He's pushing his voice.
And no, that's how he always
does. It's kind of an exclusive award in Hollywood.
He's pushed his voice.
It represents...
Why is he telling us this?
A film that's been critically acclaimed.
Good one.
So
he's thinking Rotten Tomatoes.
Such a huge honor to me.
All right, blah, blah.
Yeah, then why don't you have someone else tell us about it?
Let's see.
Why are you telling us?
I thought he sang a lot.
Day 6 of filming, Fast 9. Still grateful, still blessed.
Auto check.
But, shit just got serious out there.
Whoa.
What?
So real.
I don't know. There's Tyrese. Wait, I guess shit's serious.
He's on a film set?
And Ludacris.
Fast 9.
God, those Fast
9. Oh, my God, was that dumb. Oh, my God, was that dumb. Play it again. He's on a film set.
Day 6 of filming. Fast 9.
Very low energy.
Still blessed.
Still blessed.
But, shit just got serious out here.
What the fuck are you talking about? It's a movie.
What a great cash cow, though.
Fast and Furious?
It's a movie set. What do you mean shit just got serious? Yeah, am I supposed to go, oh my God, that's so intense, I'm nervous.
Let me tweet out that shit's serious.
Why did he hashtag fatherhood in that?
It's because shit's serious, man.
All right, let me see. Can we go 3 for 3 for dumb posts?
Oh,
well,
easily.
Let me find another video. Is this a video?
There's a rainbow being a little bit temperamental back there. I just want to say happy Creative Sunday to you all. And I hope you're having a wonderful, 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 wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Happy Memorial Day, everyone.
What's happy Creative Creative Sunday?
What? Yeah, you're not having a
No, I don't know what that is.
What are you talking about? You need to watch these movies. You'll learn a lot.
I saw like the first
Lisa,
three.
I have seen every single Fast and the Furious movie, okay? All of them, dozens of times. Have you seen any of them?
I saw the Tokyo one, and I saw the one where The Rock punches the torpedo.
Those are the best two to see. Okay. In times like this, I ask myself one question. WWVDD, you know what that means?
What would Vin Diesel do?
Holy shit. No one's ever fucking gotten that before. Okay. What we're going to do, we're going to kiss the bumper. You give it a little tap, and then they're going to spin and stop, and we're going to spin and stop the other way, and we're going to look at each other, and we're going to go, it's all about the family.
Wait, I don't feel comfortable running the kids off the road.
This slow and unfurious attitude is not helping us. You have to believe.
Okay, I'm going to kiss it.
Here we go.
Did I do it?
No, you didn't even kiss it. You got to kiss it.
Have you seen Blockers?
It's good.
It's very underrated. Ike Barinholtz. Kills me in that movie.
He's really good. John Cena's not bad either.
Cena's great.
I actually like Cena in a lot of his flicks.
Yeah. WWVDD.
But Vin Diesel, those Fast and the Furious movies, I watched like the first three of them, and then I didn't watch the fourth. And then before I knew it, there were eight of them out. And it was like, shit, I can't see the new one because I haven't seen the last five.
It's incredible. I mean, as if you need to see the first seven to see eight.
Yeah.
By the way, when I was going through the 1,000 top Instagram accounts, of course, I'm stopping on certain accounts. I'm like, oh, a chicken and bikini. What do you know? And so I'd stop and read comments. I think I wrote some names down upstairs. And I got to get them maybe tomorrow. Oh, my God.
What, is it just guys?
Oh, amazing. Oh, my God. You are so hot. Gorgeous.
Morning dimples.
I mean, on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
Oh, that reminds me.
She had a fantastic post.
Guess who?
Oh, she did?
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Emery?
Yeah.
I'm looking at him. Let's see which one. The one on the
beach.
Were
people appreciative? Oh, wow. Mm. Oh, my God.
Who is that with her?
Is that...
She's up in Traverse
City. Yeah, she's on vacation. And
where's the other girl?
Is that your sister or your best friend that I gotta know?
So, you guys looking for a threesome?
Two smoking hot ladies. Oh, you're so beautiful. I love Traverse City. Bring me back some cherries.
This one guy wrote.
No, we're not bringing you back cherries. Fuck you.
I'll pop yours while you're up there.
Oh, stop. No way.
Someone wrote that. I don't know. Mark fell. I don't know.
Here's one that says, hey, Drew and Mike wanted to say hello, Dimples.
No.
What?
Someone wrote
really?
That for real?
Yeah, somebody wrote that.
Did she like it?
She didn't like it.
I see lots of fire emojis.
Yeah.
I came across a story of guess who's getting hit on online. Being bombarded with dating proposals. You got to think. Think of a...
Female or guy?
Female, recently single. Who is not ugly, but not terribly hot. So maybe has a lot of money. Mackenzie Bezos.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
God, who is she going to end up dating?
I don't know, but they're officially divorced now. Like, she's done. Yeah. It's signed. Everything's done. And so right off the bat, somebody on Twitter, now you're one of the hottest MILFs I've ever imagined. Hey, at Mackenzie Bezos, any plans for the weekend?
She just got $36 billion.
Good morning, pretty mama. Just making sure you're still being very loved over there, baby.
I just made 36 million swimming semen for you.
I'm raising money to save my deceased mom's house.
I mean, billions. Silver
Fox. What are all these people now? They're going just hammering her on Twitter for money. That's pretty pathetic.
I think she's like already given away $18 million. She already took like half of it, $18 billion, and gave it away.
Meanwhile, look at these two losers.
What do you do with all that coin?
Spend a lot of it.
Oh, Bezos and Lauren may get married.
Yeah,
is her brother gonna be the best man?
Not his circus, not his clowns. You can't have your best man throw out a line like that.
There won't be a big ceremony. It'll be something to mark their love and everything they've gone through to be together. They are getting married?
What'd he learn?
Man, when you see those two people together, don't you just go, there's no way.
No, I'm trying to think of what I would. I feel
he
like.
He's so goofy looking. Yeah, and I'm not just his shaved
trust
head.
Me, she's that, crazy things.
Isn't that the worst shaved head you've ever seen?
Oh, yeah. It's awful.
His head is some hideous shape.
When you look at that, like those two pictures, not knowing, like, who, what do you think they would be? Like, because she looks like a TV anchor, which she was.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
She's sexy, too. She's curvy. Yeah. She's sexy. But he, seriously, I would, if I saw that guy, I would go, you know what? This is the first time I've ever said this. You need a toupee on your head. You should get
a
toupee.
Hat. Why don't we start a movement where anybody sees Bezos, they just put a hat on him?
But his head looks so weird.
Yeah.
Did you see what just really not a good-looking person.
Read that article, and you can see what the exciting thing they did on the 4th. Without going forward, what do you think they did on the 4th of July?
Something with flying, because she flies, and she gets so excited over flying.
You nailed it.
Celebrate the 4th of July, Santa just took a minute for a ride in a helicopter. She piloted herself. How long is he going to be okay with that, by the way, before he has to fly?
I know.
Oh, along with a co-pilot. She has to have a co-pilot?
Which, the best part's coming up because she's flying and there's a co-pilot.
The couple was spotted after landing on Manhattan's West Side Airport and exclusive photos obtained by Page Six.
Jeff flew in on a helicopter.
Jeff, dressed in jeans and a blue baseball cap, sat in the back by himself.
He had a hat on. He sat in the back by himself. Nice helicopter flight.
And emerged looking relaxed after the flight. He doesn't have a vest on.
No, I know. But he's got a hat on because he knows he looks stupid.
Yeah, that's true. Wow.
I
How
hope
far in are
married.
We, Brandon?
218.
Oh, 218, okay.
Let's get out of here.
I was kind of tempted to. It so seems like the longest show ever. I guess I'm just out of shape.
Yeah, well, not as out of shape as Jared Lorenzen.
Oh.
Yeah, what happened to the hefty lefty?
Yeah, huge.
We had a...
Is his weight the reason he...
Oh, yeah.
It was like a heart problem?
Kidney and heart, but he had an infection.
What did he weigh? He was playing football not that long ago.
In the Arena League, he was...
Yeah, nobody's
massive.
Playing.
Yeah, he's still working out.
I saw him actually, he was running and he was trying to break a tackle.
Oof.
Yeah.
He moved it.
I liked him. He seemed like a good dude.
I thought he was fairly athletic, I mean, for being so big.
Plus he spawned a
million. If Maggs was a quarterback, he'd be like the hefty lefty, but not that big. He'd be athletic.
We also lost Tyler Skaggs.
Yeah, that was
Do we know why?
I haven't seen anything why. They've ruled out foul play. They've ruled out, they said no suicide. They said there was no drugs, but the toxicology report hasn't been out.
Drew, Lorenzen last played in 2008. And he was 320 pounds.
Wow.
That's the last time he played in the Arena League?
Yeah, he broke his tibia while running towards the end zone, and that was the end of his career.
Well, it's been in the last 15 years, so I didn't know.
He hit 500 pounds in 2017.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
What did he weigh playing for Kentucky, like 300?
I think so. He might not have been that high. Didn't he lose weight, too, when he went to the Giants?
I don't know. It never seemed like he lost that much weight.
The Pillsbury throw boy?
Yeah. Aiton Manning?
He ate me.
He ate me. I
he
love
ate
that.
Me. Lee Iacocca died, too.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was alive, honestly.
Really?
I forgot he was alive. He was 94.
I liked him. He seemed all right.
Yeah, he brought Chrysler back, yeah. And he
all those commercials.
Designed the Ford Mustang. That was huge.
Real quick, serious issue, shallow thought.
Yeah.
Tyler Skaggs was on my fantasy baseball team.
Oh, Lord. Sorry.
Did
you put out an
official
statement?
Does the league allow you to pick up another player?
No, it was $5 to pick up another player.
Oh, Tyler Skaggs cost you $5.
When a player dies, though, is there some move you can make because of the death of a player?
In my league, I'm allowed 20 free transactions. So I did.
But nothing special because he died?
No, unfortunately.
Really?
That fantasy is kind of fucked up.
Did your team put on an official statement on the passing of Tyler Skaggs?
We asked for privacy during this time.
Thoughts and prayers.
How about the billionaire coal
Shiny
miner?
And sparkly. Oh, you mean Elon Nordegren's ex-boyfriend? The guy's a bill.
The coal miner?
You didn't know it? He's not a coal miner. I mean, he owned the company.
He's actually in there with the
He was
picking.
A coal miner owner. Coal mine. He owned a coal mines.
You didn't know
coal
that?
Mines.
Yeah, you didn't know that.
Chris Klein was her ex?
Yeah.
So she only dates billionaires?
Yeah. And once you date her, you're
she
known
She was
as
with her- that dude?
Exactly.
What?
I know.
Wasn't he like in his 50s?
Yeah.
How old is Elon?
He's got a daughter that's, I think, in college.
He had a hot daughter
passed.
Who died.
Yeah.
She was sick. He was choppering her to some hospital?
Yeah, in Miami.
Get to the chopper!
Wait, weren't they in Hawaii?
No, no, no. They were in the Bahamas.
They're in the Bahamas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long the chop ride is that? I guess it's not that far.
It's a great question. I don't know. Don't people take their boats?
Seems like you'd charter.
So get Billy McFarland on. He'll know.
God, that was weird.
Billy McFarland. Yeah. He dated Elon?
I was just gonna say, I feel like your mind's blown by
it. It is. Totally blown.
Yeah. That's what made me laugh about the story.
Now I have to re-look at his picture because I just saw like a middle-aged dad.
I think she liked the mustachioed one. Have you seen that picture, Brandon? Chris Klein with the mustachio.
I've seen him with a whole bunch of different things with a beard, clean shaven, but I don't know about a mustache.
Oh.
She's pregnant now by that Miami Dolphins player.
Yeah, Jordan Cameron.
Mm-hmm. He's not a billionaire.
Not yet. Well, with Tiger's money.
Yeah, he'll be rich.
So this is actually a death pentagon during our vacation because there was the Disney kid who just passed away yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, also in Sandler movies.
Yeah, yeah, he was in Grown Ups. He played Sandler's kid in Grown Ups. He put out a statement today I saw. He was very sad. Sucks, kid was only 20.
Yeah.
This is making me crazy. How old is this guy?
Oh, he was...
How old is this kid?
Chris Klein was 60 when he died?
How could Elon be with this guy?
61. He was born in 58.
58?
What the fuck?
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
So I'm 20, younger than him, 20, so I could be with Elon.
You never know. You have a $1 billion.
What the? But he looks ancient to me.
Was that a rebound? When did she date him?
Probably. Why does she need money, by the way? Why does she have to be with a rich guy like that?
That's the only kind of guy that understands her.
Okay.
And her niece.
I think billionaires should be stopped from being with billionaires. There should be a law against it. You should have to give up money to marry another billionaire.
Distribute the wealth?
No, it's just wrong.
And this coal owner guy, his name is Chris Klein, which makes me just think of isn't the guy from American Pie, Chris Klein?
Yeah.
Scooby-Dooby. Seriously, those are the two shallow thoughts I have. Terrible story about a death, and that's all I can think of.
That Mina Savari was so turned on by that addition to the song.
Now all I can think about is that failed audition where he was singing for Mamma Mia. Oh, my God.
Chris Klein.
Oh, yeah, yes. That's right.
Living Chris Klein, not the coal mining.
We listened to that not too long ago, and it was bad.
Oh, here's a picture of them together, Drew. I found one finally.
What?
My People magazine.
Oh, this is going to be too weird.
It looks like, honestly, what? His nanny or daughter. You know what else I noticed? This giant book of Picasso.
You hitting that?
So people think she's smart.
Wow.
God, is that weird? Oh, well.
They make a lovely couple.
I don't know. Maybe I don't get it. I just don't. I mean, how old is Elon? Elon, is he like 35?
Elon's 39.
She's younger than Tiger,
she's 39.
Isn't she?
Oh, she's 39? Barely, yeah. Huh?
So he's 22 years old. Oh, I don't know. I don't get it.
His daughter's beautiful, too.
Oh, yeah. His daughter was extremely hot.
Sad story. Sad story, and yet the headline is Millionaire Chris Klein, Elon Nordegren's ex. That's how he, among seven dead.
I know the two girls who are much younger are just an afterthought. Like, yeah, and these two hot chicks died too. Too bad.
So sad. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll have to. Deaths. What's up with the Kevin Spacey suit, by the way? Is that.
Civil suit was dropped. Criminal suit's still going forward. They can still refile the civil suit later.
You know, I was wondering about.
It's an odd time to file.
You know, they were demanding this kid's phone, and he's saying, oh, the phone's lost.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, can't they get all the stuff on his phone?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. For a suit like that, can they get all the stuff from his phone? Like, if it was a murder case, you know they'd get all the stuff from his phone. Is
That's
it
a great
any
question.
Different in this case? He also is
well,
not...
you think, wait, you
He
think,
is the victim,
you
too.
You would think they'd want everything. He'd want to give up everything on his phone. So,
well,
yeah.
Maybe not. You know, if he's going, oh, man, Spacey's hand felt so good. He texted that.
Blew a load right in his hand, and he ate it.
I didn't mean to blow up, but I did.
Well, that doesn't mean it was consensual. You can blow up and it not be consensual. So the power of Spacey's hand.
How would you like to be in the stand explaining that?
He's got really warm hands.
Hey, he does it a lot. He knows how to do it. I mean, he knows what he's doing.
My girlfriend's on the rag. I didn't have any privacy to whack it. You know, it's a strange hand will make you blow, right? Hey, who's with me? He turns to the jury. Hey, who's with me over there?
I can't imagine anything more horrifying to explain in a witness stand than why Kevin Spacey made you blow up when you're not gay.
The mood was right.
Oh, he's a great actor. I'm a big fan. I mean, you know, if your hero was giving you an HJ, you'd probably blow up too, right?
I didn't see him as Kevin Spacey. I saw him as Kaiser Soze. That's
this
who made
is a
me blow up.
And job.
It just seemed like a big star wanted to have sex with me. I mean,
oh,
you know.
Oh, wow. A nice old fashioned.
And then his lawyer.
I realized how weird it was. I blew up.
And his lawyer just makes Spacey put his hand on the judge, and the judge blows up. Spacey has a magic hand. Case dismissed right then and there. You know, it'd be more like, case dismissed. Now, meanwhile, didn't Britain send over Sherlock
Every
Holmes or something to talk to him? Do you know
yeah,
that story?
Yeah.
Scotland Yard sent their investigators.
Theater he used to have.
Which, those stories are far more damning than this kid's
story.
Yeah,
this kid seemed to get a kick out of it. Well, he's texting everybody, Kevin Spacey's buying me drinks. Kevin Spacey just was had his hand in my pants for 3 whole minutes.
It was really warm. Well, the palm is the vagina of the hand.
So weird. Oh, man. I thought maybe...
It's actually been pretty erotic. After all, the, you know, the palm is the vagina of the hand.
Some people were saying that...
So he would defend it.
He possibly had accepted a settlement from Spacey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what some people were saying, but...
Okay, but people, the criminal case is still going on, so I would even think...
I know.
I would think a settlement or...
Maybe he's a little worse of a witness if you pay him a few a few hundred thousand bucks.
Sure, sure. It's interesting.
That's a problem with these settlements, but I don't... You know, no one revealed that. They just said that they dropped the case and they have no other comment.
Yeah. Aren't civil cases usually filed after the criminal case?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you lose a criminal case, you file it anyway, and the standard is lower, and so.
Yeah, like OJ.
Oh, speaking of which, I haven't seen any of his tweets in a while.
Oh, my God, that's a great point.
Oh, anybody new on Cameo, Brandon?
Oh, I haven't checked Cameo
either. I hope OJ wished the United States a happy birthday on July 4th. Wouldn't that be great?
I bet he wished the women's soccer team luck.
I'm watching them. I got my eye on you.
Let's see. He did a podcast with Tim Graham.
Oh, that's one of the guys he follows.
Yes, yeah. I believe he's a writer for like the Bills or something. So
why would this guy do a podcast with the Juice?
He said, "Thanks, Tim Graham, for having me on the show. We discussed some of my favorite things: running backs, fantasy football, and of
murder.
Course, the Buffalo Bills."
Can we hear the? I have to hear some of the podcasts. I really want to be done with this, but I cannot stand it. I can't wait another second. I have to hear some of Juice's podcast.
I bet you he's gonna be laughing, and this guy will get death threats too, won't he, Tim Graham?
I hope so.
The Fan.
I know I'm gonna get pimped. They gonna pimp me.
I love sausage. Shocking. Dizzying. How did this
fast forward here?
Oh god.
That we're more weak that we're in right now.
That's right.
It's a shame. It's a shame. State of Kentucky in mourning.
Was he gonna be smart and juiced to the end?
Yes, probably.
Anniversary of the jury trade, which
held defense, you know. Still a fanatic.
Listen, well, first off, it's news anytime.
You're gonna land right on it.
At any point that I think that he decides that he may not.
What is this, a radio show or a podcast?
These types of things.
Hey, you guys need to take a break.
If you're in a, if you're talking about
a PPR,
here he is.
Maybe, but the problem at this point that I see with Cole is, I wouldn't say that Josh Allen right now strength is accuracy on those quick short
strength.
Passes.
His accuracy is as good as your knife.
He was a rookie last year, you know?
So he's talking
rookies
football.
Improve.
Well, yeah, he's not going to talk about the murders.
OJ, I think that I do know that ridiculous. You have an affinity for Saquon Barkley. Is he, in what circumstance would he
what?
Not be your number one overall pick?
If I had the first pick. that circumstance.
You take Ezekiel
if I have the first pick,
Patrick Mahomes.
I'm going with this quarterback from Kansas City. I'm sorry.
He's taking Mahomes.
Mahomes, his separation, the difference between him and the second quarterback in points last year was like 93 points. And as I stated on my Twitter, that Brady may be the greatest living American, for that matter, with 175 points behind.
God,
even Drew Brees,
stupid.
Who led my teams to four championships.
You know, I like hearing him argue with Denise Brown's sister. Or
yeah, that's the real
that's
OJ.
More fun.
It's the real OJ.
So that's him when he's really interested and animated.
This is OJ trying to make a buck.
Because the kid at New England, I've learned to respect.
Kid.
First of all, he was a horrible.
I learned to respect him. I ain't going to learn his name, but I learned to respect him.
He was a horrible sportscaster. He was terrible.
Awful.
I saw this kid play against SC, Saquon. And I said to my buddies, he's not only the best player on the field, this guy's going into the Hall of Fame. I said the same thing sitting next to my buddies in the Orange Bowl, watching a freshman named Adrian Peterson play against USC. They got beat pretty good.
Nobody's going to listen to his podcast, by the way, if it's about football.
Oh, yeah, he will. Oh, yeah.
I don't think so. I really don't. I think maybe the first few or first couple.
I think he'll get a lot of
people. I want to hear more.
Well, we'll see.
Team. Didn't play in that game, but even if he played, I wouldn't have said as by far, but I would have certainly said Adrian was the best player on the field. This kid is unbelievable. This year is going to be interesting because
he's saying blabbermouth.
I know, you're exactly. He's a terrible sportscaster.
four fives, four sixes,
blah,
instead
blah,
of three
blah.
Fours, it's going to be three fives, much like Earl Campbell and Adrian Peterson and Barry Sanders. And I looked at those safeties are going to be up. You're going to have four down linemen, you know, maybe four linebackers, three to five linebackers, but them safeties are going to be
good
up
one.
Because they're not going to worry
he's
about getting deep, deep. There's no real.
So I just decided to click on right comments now on that one tweet about, you know, thanks to have me on your show today. And, of course, one is a close-up shot of Nicole's autopsy photo.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a tough photo, too.
And then right after it's, hey, thanks for not killing him.
Yeah. And he was very involved back in, you know, June 26th during the debates and stuff like this. So he put out back-to-back videos for each debate. We watched the first one last week or the week prior, but here was the one. I just want to see the video because I haven't seen it yet.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly, trying to finish dinner so I can get home and watch the second installment. The only thoughts about last night was one completely unknown to me. It really surprised me. It was pretty good. If I have any suggestion, I would say when it's over tonight, turn it off. Don't listen to these pundits and experts tell you who won. But your vote, you're the expert. Enjoy. Take care.
Don't let these pundits... I really like that one person. I don't know who that is.
You didn't even say what it was. Did I miss something?
Oh, God. All right, get us out of here, Brandon.
Oh, Lord.
Wish I hadn't found out he was even on a show. I have no interest in hearing him talk about football. He's
no one does.
Boring.
Drew. No one does.
He's an idiot. He's not up on the game either. I don't think Brandon even likes him as a fantasy picker.
I don't think that... I really don't think that his picks are that good right now. I don't know. I don't believe in a quarterback in the first round. I don't. Sorry.
All right. First day back in the DealsandD.com studios. And Trudy's back tomorrow. Did Trudy work all week at Wheels?
I heard her on there. I
really?
Yeah.
Why does Trudy ever take a full week off?
I don't know. It's just a hard work ethic.
Well, it's tough being a mom.
Yeah, I work too.
No filter. You did work. You worked 2 days.
Yeah, we did a show right on the 4th of July.
Yeah, it was a good show, by the way.
Yeah. We'll do another show tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you guys got in some shit on the 4th of July. I was, I remember thinking, what are they going to talk about today? And then I listened to it and I was very entertained.
Yes. Eli got in his first Twitter beef.
He did.
It was good.
Eli was giving Miguel Cabrera shit for not running out of drop third strike. He went back to the backstop, and he just walked back to the dugout. Eli ragged him and said that for a guy that young Hispanic players look up to as a leader, that he's a terrible example. Yeah. Yeah, and he got bashed for being racist, basically.
For using the word Hispanic. Yeah.
What is he supposed to use, Latinx?
I have no idea. He was beside himself. He's like, what? Is this really happening? Like, welcome to Twitter, Eli! Listen to No Filter Sports. If you like sports, you'll like it.
Good one.